For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We are live in our new studio. Guys, we killed yet another studio. This is our sixth.
Five?
How many? Five or six?
How many studios is this?
We got the
John Toad Hop.
Toad Hop and Love It.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then there was the. Yeah.
Up where they sell the weed.
Yes, that's three.
Yep, three.
Four. This is five.
Four. This is five.
Yep. Our fifth Sam's studio, right. Located deep in the Burbank. A lot of great stuff going on. Punch Drunk is part of the All Things Comedy Network, which has signed a deal with Soapbox, and things are going great. Join us in studio. The gnome is to love him, to watch him fight. We're so proud of him. Give it up for Teeb's best friend,
yeah.
Definitely not Ari's best friend, possibly my lover. Give it up for the one and only Mickey Gall, everybody.
Yo, what's
up?
He's
dude, that eye looks great. Your eye looks fine.
Yeah. His girlfriend beat the fuck out of him.
I can't wait to talk about
no
the
problems.
Fight.
Yeah, no problems. We'll get into the fight real quick. Let's pay some bills. Guys, go to SeatGeek, SeatGeek.com for all your ticketing needs. Ari's talking about his awesome Rams tickets. You can get Rams tickets. You can get WNBA tickets. You can go see live concerts. Go to SeatGeek. Use PunchDrunk promo code. Gets $20 towards your first purchase. Also, what else we got?
BetDSI. Go to BetDSI.com. Use the code PunchDrunk. That gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. And, by the way, I put out a five-team parlay. The first thing on it was your victory, and a few people actually did the parlay that I put. Falcons over the Niners, Rams losing, you winning, and then there was two other things in there, but all five things hit.
They all hit?
Who didn't bet on it? Me? Whoever did? I was just put it out there. I was like, well,
what
I'm going to start a parlay.
What do you get for that?
But it depends how much you bet on it.
That's a great point.
But this is the first time I've hit one this year. So I try to put all those out. So like, hey, here's my BetDSI parlay.
I love it.
And you help some people win money.
BetDSI, go to BetDSI for all your bet needs. Use Punch Drunk, get $10 betting cash. It will be about 2 or 3 hours so you get it. And make that money. It's getting good. All the sports are really starting cooking with gas. So this is the time to start betting. Go to Caveman Coffee, use Punch Drunk, get 10% off your coffee needs. Great coffees, teas, everything. We love them. And go to Amazon, go to punchdrunksports.com, use the Amazon link and buy all your Jewish holiday toys.
What?
And is Hanukkah still going or is it over?
It hasn't even started.
Okay, so go there.
Get your
dreidels. Get your fucking whatever, the shave down your horns, whatever you need, get those right now. And also buy your Christmas gift. Go to punchdrunksports.com. And a lot of great stuff going on with Punch Drunk coming up since All Things Comedy signed with Soapbox. We got huge things coming up. Mickey, welcome to the show.
Is this a Christmas episode?
It might be.
It is a Christmas episode.
It might be the Christmas episode.
I mean, we're not going to do one before Christmas.
Nope, so this is the last one.
Aaron,
is this the last one?
Well, Christmas is this week.
What day is the last day in the studio?
Christmas and New Year's.
Friday is the last day. Maybe we should come and do
that. Are we doing one next Tuesday, though?
If Friday's the last day, next Tuesday is after that.
No, I'm saying I thought he meant like last day for the weekend or something.
Yeah.
So you're closed from Friday to the following weekend.
Yeah.
So the next one we do will be the day after all the bowls.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Fuck.
Christmas
and
episode.
And NFL.
Christmas episode. Hello, children. And here are some gifts for you. Well-crafted dick jokes.
And NFL will officially be over next episode.
Yes. Ari, let's get into it. Officially,
you
have now lost.
Have to bleach your asshole.
Huge bets. You are officially bleaching that Jew clam.
Ugh. Mickey said it best. Ugh. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do that.
For our studio audience, I don't know if you follow the show or not, but Ari Shaffir is.
Let me see.
We have a studio audience. Don't you worry about it, Ari.
That's Mickey's girl. And who are you to Mickey? Friend or is like his Jewish money manager? Okay, so and his manager.
Oh, I have a question. I have a question.
Yeah, question.
All right, question.
No. Back to you
guys. Okay.
Yes.
A little more.
Okay.
Hey, who are those presents for?
Who are those presents for? That's for Michael Costa's new show, Worst Birthday Ever.
They said that they were a little worried.
What?
How about we get those instead?
Well, gift of a shit sandwich,
I
want to
know what we get.
Not happening.
I want to know, what do we get to be in this studio? Aaron, sell me on the new studio. What are some advantageous things other than halfway through here, I got pulled over by we had to pull through a check stop and they asked us if we had any fruit.
That's a local joke.
That happens when you cross over the border.
Eventually, we're going to be able to have Ari on that.
Eventually. What do you mean by eventually?
Hopefully next week.
Next week?
By the next show, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So Ari made a
bag of bets that it doesn't happen?
Yeah. So basically, Ari made a bet with us that the Raiders would not make the playoffs, and I said they would. Loser had to get his asshole bleached. Now, you guys might not know the history of Ari Shaffir's asshole, but it's blown out. He's got a blown out asshole. Years of just bad health, bad eating. Taking an ass from his Hollywood friends to get his career going.
It looks like someone
wrecked his asshole. And now, and he's a furry asshole. It's a very furry asshole. And so now you're going to have to not only get bleach, but you're going to have to get wax because that's the only way you can bleach the asshole.
Does bleach hurt?
What do you mean?
Does bleach hurt? Of course bleach.
What do you mean?
I think
you have to get waxed and it bleached.
Yeah.
What are you talking
it sounds
about?
Like it
you don't
sting.
Get waxed.
I mean, what you're doing is
you're
going
to have to get it waxed.
Mother Nature's hue. And Mother Nature doesn't like that. She makes you the way you are. And some people have really brown ones, and some people have, like, really nice heavenly-looking asshole.
Oh, man, there it is.
I respect your – close your eyes. There we go. Okay, there we go.
Stop it.
I respect you too much to show your lovely girlfriend the Jew clam.
It's meaty.
Going to be
meaty.
Honest with you, it is meaty.
It's meaty.
Not as bad as it used to be. It's almost like you're preparing for the end.
I love how Mickey just stood right in the fucking pipeline and was just like, yep, there it is right there. I'm just standing in the eye of the storm.
Yeah,
I've seen it 700 times, and I still cringe every time I see
you. Almost call for it. That's the weirdest.
It's like he didn't finish stuffing like something in there.
It's almost done. It's like a little bit's left out.
Yeah,
it's a Tupperware dish full of lasagna that needs a lid put on it.
I just want to be honest with you. You did almost make me throw up. Hey,
really?
Did Luis Gomez ever finger your butt?
He never fingered it. No.
Did he try?
No. He's never tried.
Do you ever, like, listen to, like, some of the things that we say when we're sitting around like this talking, and do you ever go, man, we're all in our 40s?
Yeah.
You ever do that? Because sometimes I'm like, wow, I mean, I'm almost 50. I'll be 50 in 6 years, and I'm having a conversation with three other guys about a fourth guy fingering his ass.
I never thought like that, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
Yeah, but, you know, I think the kids are all bisexual, and I think they talk about a lot all the time. I think they're constantly talking about – the kids are all bisexual.
Talking about what? The three old guys that are constantly talking about fingering their asses?
Nobody's fucking these days.
Nobody's fucking?
Nobody's taking girls behind fucking stairwells where people can see them and fucking – no one's doing the shit that it takes.
Oh, you're saying the kids are no longer into rock and roll boning anymore?
These 90s kids, man.
When were you born, Mickey?
Like, 92. Do I have consent?
He's a 90s kid. Are your friends not fucking right now?
Yeah,
are they not boning?
He's not fucking in the bathroom.
You're not boning in the bathroom. I know you're with a lady, so we're not going to... back in the day.
In a bathroom? No.
Like weird places?
Yeah, so, yeah sometimes,
the kids are all fucking, dude. I was at a fucking concert, and they were all on Molly. I turned around...
New York Fire Escapes? New York Fire Escapes?
Oh, Fire Escape fucking's good.
Dude, I went to Die Antwoord and watched two dudes jerk each other off. That is fucking... The kids don't care.
Gays don't count.
Gays don't count.
I walked into that bar in Chicago. That guy was just sucking that dude's dick, and I was like, what's up, guys? I got to piss.
The
and
truth
I just walked
is
around him and pee.
That Mickey's really generation has seen more dicks than any generation before it because they all have porn on their phone. They're watching porn early. The amount of dicks they've seen compared to your grandfather who fought
it's
in
a lot
wars.
Of dicks, yeah.
Yeah, it's like he's seen maybe 7 dicks in his life.
Yeah.
You've seen
I've
like
seen 7 dicks today.
Yeah, you've seen 7 dicks today. Today. That's like the quota of dicks. I'm just saying, dude. The kids aren't. They're not. They're,
that was my best friend making the joke of the day, just so you guys know.
I
so
hope
far.
That, I hope that we can top that. It would be sad if our friend comes in and beats all the professional comedians in the room for the fucking quality. All
right, you got any dates or are you going to be? I got some dates coming up that I want to get to.
Just this last, the final episode of This Is Not Happening is airing this Thursday night at midnight, 11 Central.
I watched the last one with Simone. I thought it was wonderful. I'm so glad to see him on TV. I'm glad some of your friends get to be
I'm
on
glad
the
your
show.
Friends, your white male friends are getting on TV, Ari.
First of all, Sam, I've asked you for that story on tape for 2 years, and you haven't
given
it.
Oh, that's such a lie! You just started asking for it, and I promise you, you'll get it. I'll do it next week. You'll get it.
I don't need it next week. I need it in the next 3 months now.
Okay, that's fine. I'll get it for you.
All right, where are you going to be? Let's knock him out.
This is not happening. Joy Diaz is on this week.
He's the best.
And Greg Fitzsimmons.
His special is the best.
Mickey's going to see a Diaz tonight.
Oh, you go?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Doing the church.
Oh, you're going to do the church?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh. Yeah.
Just ready to watch those guys get baked out of their skull?
Yeah. I'm going to be careful.
Don't eat this candy.
Yeah, I've heard.
Candy.
I've heard.
It's not good candy.
Is he too? He's gummy bears, cocksucker. You'll be all right.
You're great, dude. I love
Next
it.
Thing now, you know, you wake up in a dumpster.
Did you just come down because you listen to a lot of podcasts out here, or you just wanted to have a little time in L.A.?
Well, both. I want to come see him. I've been trying to get out here and hang out.
How
for
did
a while.
You guys? Are you guys like old?
And who is
college.
Him? What's his first name? So
Bill.
So how
Bill.
Do you know
Wild
Bill?
Bill?
Bill's a good-looking guy. How do you know Bill?
From college. We live in the same house.
What college you go to?
Rutgers.
Rutgers.
Yep.
So did you go there when the team was good?
No.
Is that
football
true?
Team.
Nah.
Are you guys the Lady Knights?
Yeah, Lady Knights.
This guy.
The guy who played women's basketball
in
Ireland?
Yeah, that's what they call him. That's
Lady Knights.
His rival. Now he's talking about his rival, the Lady Knights. What a dyke. You are nothing more than a dyke with a gigantic clit. That's what you are.
I'm what?
You're a dyke with a giant clit.
That was so funny. What made you go to Rutgers? Just
close.
Staying around home?
Yeah, keep training. I was training at two good gyms, so nice.
What's the campus like on Rutgers?
It's not like great. Like it's city. It's
Is it like St.
Like
John's where it's like a couple apartments?
Yeah, there's apartments, but there's like 5 campuses. So it's like you have like I don't know. Like you got like a farmy one. You got a little bit of everything.
A little farmy one?
Yeah, there's a farming one.
Really?
Yeah.
Rutgers has good farming?
Yeah. Yeah. That's Jersey, man. Garden State.
That's great. I lived in Cortland, New York, where it's Cortland State, and everybody goes there, and it's all PE teachers. So you just see meaty chicks walking around.
Yeah. And, like, igloos. There's, like, part of, like, it's, you know, when it, like during the winter, they're like, oh, yeah, your class is going to be in that igloo today.
Yeah, it's fucking freezing up there. It's fucking freezing up there. Yeah. So where are you going to be, Tebow? You have some.
What do you got?
Next week I have the Rantateurs with Brandon Schaub, Mike Tully. There's a whole bunch of people on. I'll give you the list. It's going to be great. I'm going to be recording my set for This Is Not Happening so I can get to Ari so he can go, I don't care. I have a bit running from police helicopters, but apparently that's not good enough.
I've been hearing about it for a year.
What?
I've been hearing for more than a year.
What?
Hearing about it.
Even if you're so crazy. And then January 11th, the Naughty Show in the main room. And I got a bunch of dates. I'm doing some Man Heat tours and some just tours. So those are coming up. And check out my new podcast, Tinfoil Hat. We had Eddie Bravo on last week. All conspiracy theories. So it should be fun. And go check out my YouTube page, youtube.com, Sam Tripoli. Let's get into it. A lot of stuff. We'll get into some football. Oh, yeah, you got your dates.
I'll be at Gunt's in Fort Worthless, Wisconsin, judging their greasy armpit contest Christmas morning. So come to that. And then, guys, I got a lot of 2017 dates coming in. So
oh, really? You got the whole next year already?
Well, cool. I got some dates coming in. I'm doing a 30-minute set at San Bernardino at the driving range, probably on the 3rd around 10 a.m. So come on by, hit some golf balls. I'll be talking into a megaphone. I'll be at the Sciatica Foundation fundraiser for their big Back Lives Matter comedy show. And then, guys, big announcement. I'm doing a commencement speech at the Klugerman School for the Deaf. So what an honor. What an honor! I got to practice that, make sure that's, because I guess they're a little hard of hearing. Oh, and I'm headlining hecklers on the south side of Chicago for their big Shitface Tuesday show. That can't go wrong. Free baseball night, though. First 500 people get a free baseball. It must be a big room. I don't know. But can't imagine that going wrong. So come check out those dates, idiots.
That's it, man. We got all the business done. Cited you're in fucking... in the studio live with us.
Yeah, it's great.
Dude, let's get into
long time
the
coming,
fight.
Man.
Long
I'm a Toad
time
Hop
coming.
OG.
Yeah. First of all, yeah.
Toad Hop OG, homeboy.
Been in the game. Been in the punch on game.
How nervous do you get
you didn't
before
have
something
even hit
like that?
Puberty yet. You were still a young boy with a bald eagle just listening to some guy talk
truth. Yeah, man.
And now you're all grown up. You got a shiner. You got a girl who's beating the fuck out of you for not listening.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Now, my first question for you is the cut. Was that the... cut reopened from the original cut.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys are the only ones I told that I cut that eye.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
But yeah, I cut that eye. I got 21 stitches like 3 weeks a month before CM Punk fight. But I was like, no way I'm
yeah, you gotta
pulling
do
out.
That.
And yeah, they said,
you never pull out, am I right?
No, never. Never. Never.
Is she offended? Go back. Let's go. No, she's great.
Yeah.
She has great white
but
teeth.
But they said, like 6 months, the collagen's not right. So I was, but I took two fights in that time.
Yeah, you did.
This time he hit it. It came open, but no problem. Just cosmetic. He didn't hurt me at all.
No, not bleeding in the eye, anything like that. That was the only thing I was worried about.
No, I saw it drip down, but like I just wiped it and it was fine. Didn't, yeah. Nothing hurt me.
Why didn't you lick your hands? Why don't you give it the BJ pen?
I should have.
Is your own blood?
Yeah, I need. Yeah, I should have. Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, it wouldn't have been as cool. Like, yeah, I'm. My own blood.
You made me bleed my own blood.
Or you should have wiped it off and then reached into your pants and just start fucking using his lube to jerk off.
That would be a
Fox would have loved that. Oh, yeah. They would have loved that.
That's how you know to fight a crazy person.
Just start jerking off. Like, did you guys see that San Diego security guard got busted just jerking off next to the San Diego cheerleaders?
Did you hear about Jamal Anderson?
I mean, he was 7 feet away from them.
This guy.
7 feet. He's like 3 feet away.
He was right there, and then he was just like,
yeah, that guy was jerking off. So let's get through the fight. I think you got in his head. And I think...
I agree with that
statement.
I'm going
to tell you...
I didn't think I did until in the fight. Like, because all week he was still going around being like... Yeah. Like, I'd see him all week, though, and he was just, like, very sweet. Like, he was like... I was like, damn,
I think
he's really
a nice guy.
Yeah,
I think he's a nice guy, but I think you play... I mean, I hate to say it, but you play mind games with him, and I really do believe... You made him take a fight he didn't want to take.
Yeah.
I don't think he was off in the game. It didn't seem like he was fighting out of his game.
Until he started talking to me, because he doesn't do that.
That's the
only
thing. But did
he make
any mistakes based on that?
I don't know. I think he maybe came in a little aggressive. That might what led to the big right hand.
I think that at some point he felt like, I saw him go kind of like, oh, I could do this. And you saw him kind of ease into his karate stance. And I think he started...
he was moving different.
He got a little cocky.
Yeah, you know, even in this fight, just from his other fights, like I watched a lot of his film, and he was moving a little different. He was trying some different stuff.
And I just think his worst nightmare came true.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Sorry. How was he moving?
Differently.
A little different.
We're here first time about it.
Never, ever hurt.
Working a little differently.
Never a time where you were hurt, staggered, or kind of
nothing.
Like, oh, surprised.
No. I got hit, and I was like, ooh, I like
I can
fighting.
Take it.
I saw you a couple times.
Do you love the fight?
Face. Yeah, yeah.
I saw you make that face a couple times where it, you know, you could tell by the crowd's reaction, oh, that was a connection, and then your face was kind of like, nah, I mean, it was, but it wasn't.
Nothing hurt me. Nothing there
hurt
me.
When he hit you, like, oh, I can take these hits. Easy.
Yeah. I've been hit way harder.
I saw Cole Miller once. I think he fought Junie Browning, maybe.
Yeah.
And the big thing was if Junie could take him down, it was, you know, it was trouble for Cole. And Junie took him down, and then Cole stood right back up, and then he just started laughing because it was like the realization on his head, on his face was like, that was your one strength.
Yeah. That's what I've been hearing about for two months, and I got this.
Where is Junie Brown?
I have no idea.
In a weird way, he was like the original Conor McGregor. If you remember when he was coming out, he's talking mad shit. Everybody hated him, and they wanted to watch him fight because he talked so much shit.
Like
and then he lost
Connor,
a couple,
yeah.
And then you haven't seen him since.
Nah, I think he's a nut. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. But he's a little cuckoo crazy. Yeah. So you're in there, and I feel like he kind of got, oh, I could do this. And then I saw you kind of get like that. And just take us through it, like, kind of like, when did you know you had him? I mean, like, your jiu-jitsu is so fucking slick. And thanks. You're way bigger than him.
Yeah.
You're, like, a much bigger reach.
Yeah.
And I just felt like it was like, man, you've been able to pick these spots in which you know who to fight. And it was such a great call-out.
He was easy to take down. I was expecting more of a battle there. But it was pretty easy. Like, he'd come in and he'd come too close. So I was like, yeah. Clinch the takedowns right there. It was very easy.
You have three fights that seem very similar.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you haven't been tested yet?
No, that one was more of a test.
He was,
I feel like that was your biggest test.
He's, yeah, sure, you know, tough kid, explosive. But he was smarter. He, you know, I could tell he stepped his game up from the last time he fought.
Yeah. I mean, like, the word is that he has a father that is super protective. And I know you can't get into it, but I've just heard stories. I guess you can't get into it.
I'll call his father out right now. I challenge Daddy Northcutt. You want a piece of the team? I'll chip your teeth.
I'd watch that
idiot.
Fight.
You want some of me fucking dipshit? Get in line. Okay, it's going to go like this. El Chapo 1, ISIS 2, and Daddy Northcutt. Loser has to cut their dick off with a chainsaw.
I'd watch you fight El Chapo.
I'll fight all three of them at the same time. And ISIS.
Nice.
And ISIS.
I'd like to watch that.
ISIS! If anybody in ISIS is watching, Sam Tripoli, Ari, and I are not afraid of you. He lives right by the Hollywood Bowl.
Some of them
might be my
cousins.
He lives somewhere in New York City.
I might have cousins in ISIS.
You look like you would. I feel like
I look like Al-Qaeda's accountant.
I feel like Sage Northcutt and Paige Van Sant would give birth to Hitler's wet dream.
Oh, for sure.
That's everything Hitler wanted was people like that to breed.
That's why I love MMA. It's like you can't fake the funk.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do with Paige and with Sage, and I don't hate any of them. You know, they're going to give you these opportunities. You got to fucking take it.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to be like? No, no, no. But what they do with that, you see them doing comedy all the time, just push shiny objects forward, but you can't fake the funk.
Yeah.
If you have, I think there was a time maybe in the UFC where Sage, who's just a one dimensional fighter.
He's got skills. Like, you know, he's been striking his whole life. You know, he's a good striker. But yeah, he's got to round that out. You know what I mean?
So you guys were talking?
Yeah.
What was being said?
So first, he started it. Like, I kind of flipped upside down, and like when he threw that hammer fist.
I was going
to
ask you about
that. It wasn't even close to hitting me.
But now let me just say this. That's my only, as a UFC fan, and I'm a fan of yours, you know, pretty much best friends. We're probably going to get matching tattoos and haircuts later. Whatever. Don't need to talk about that on live. but as a fan, I was watching that. There was a part of that where I was like, oh, he's clowning. You were clowning a little bit, and you were in that position where you thought, oh, this would be kind of entertaining or whatever. And then when he came down with a kind of a shitty hammer fist, it almost seemed like he was scared to throw it because you were in a very vulnerable position.
Yeah.
And then you quickly went to a more of a defensive position, and I think you even gave him a clap like, okay, I forgot we're in a fight here.
No, I was hoping he'd jump in on me. Or something.
Right.
I'd sweep
that
over.
That was
the old UFC, by the way. When you were doing that, where you were like kind of on your back, you're like, come here.
Yeah.
And he's like, come. He was
standing over me going, like, he's like, come on, get up.
Is that what he was saying?
I was like, why don't you come down? I thought your jitsu's better than mine. He had said that.
Didn't say that.
Yeah, he said, I quote, jitsu.
Jitsu.
Not jujitsu. He's like, I think my jitsu's better than his. So I was like, I thought your jitsu's better than mine. Come down. He's like, what? And then I was like, yeah, come on. And then I got up, and I was like, what, are you tired? He's like, I never get tired.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Yeah. And I hear my coach being like, Mickey, stop the bullshit. Just fight.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop the bullshit.
Yeah. You never get tired. Well, you never get tired. Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on.
You sure?
Ari, what are you doing?
He's getting ready.
Hold this up. Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me?
No, you sound like you just sucked out helium.
Oh, well, I tried.
No, that sounds okay.
No, it sounds fine. I'm okay with you sound like Siri for the whole thing.
Let's hear it.
No, I went to this. I tried this. I tried plugging this thing in through the microphone to make it sound better. If that doesn't sound better, I'll take it out.
Oh.
Does it sound better, Aaron? I don't think it sounds better.
I don't think so, Ari.
I think you were fine the other way. Okay. There you go. Yeah, that's much better.
I think our fans are more familiar with this sound, which is hard to understand and kind of non-important.
So how did he start the shit talking?
With that being like, get up, get, and like, you know, saying like that. And then when he cut me, or when he landed one on me, he was just like, he's like, oh, like he's like, oh, here, he's like, that looks good. He's like, here comes another one. I was like, bring him, motherfucker. I was like, all
that's
right.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he's like, here comes another one. Like, he's like, I like it, man.
Wait, I like it too, but what a dumb way to fight, to be like, by the way, overhand right, heading your way, mister.
Yeah.
Really kind of makes it pretty easy to defend.
Does that happen every fight? Is there a lot of shit talking
no,
in the fight?
I don't think so.
But what if you're like a boxer or an MMA fighter and you have Tourette's? So you just are naturally saying all the okay, here comes more of the jab. Three more jabs.
Telegraphing
in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like most tell me if this is wrong or right, but like most MMA fights are pretty quiet. They're kind of like me fucking, where you just breathing and then just kind of silent. Like
a lot of blood and one person
and
crying.
Things, yeah.
One person
you
crying.
You don't talk when you have sex, Ari?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, I've been quiet for a while. I better
define a while. Define a while.
How long do you fuck for?
Yeah.
I fuck for sport, Sam. I fuck for a while.
You fuck for sport. What does that mean, you dipshit?
What's the longest you've gone?
I can't imagine you still having a boner 20 minutes into anything.
Maybe 25 days.
25
days? You fuck for 25 days?
Is the last time you fuck?
Yeah, that's probably the longest.
This fucking retard.
No, man. Like, I don't know, an hour or something, too. Depends.
I don't think girls like that. I think they always they don't want you to go too short, but they don't want you to go too long.
You ever had a girl quit on you when she's like
several?
Oh, like, tap out, no. Tap out. No, they hit you. They just go tap tap. They call it. Yeah. They tap out. Her theme jumps in, breaks you up.
Yeah, exactly.
I was tap out doggy style.
What is Herb Dean saying to you guys? Is he saying anything?
He didn't say anything.
He just sits there quietly. He's like,
he didn't say anything. It would have made sense if he was like, come on, guys, fight. But
it would even make sense.
It's not like we stopped, you know?
Yeah,
we're still,
you guys were always going
just
at
chirping
it.
A little bit.
Here's the thing I also wanted to talk to you about. I think it's too late to get a fucking nickname. I think you're already established.
I like, what was it, the Pale Horse?
I love that.
I like that one.
Dude, it's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I think
that's a good one.
The Pale Horse?
I like the one the fans
Pale
like.
Pale Horse?
Yeah. You ever heard the
Wrecking Ball?
Wrecking Ball is just cheesy.
I like the ones that fans like. Mickey, Teeb's best friend, not Ari, not Sam, in the whole wide world. Gall. I feel like it just rolls off the tongue.
I'm going to read you the quote.
To give it up, how about time to give it up for Sam's heritage and call yourself Mickey Gallion?
I respect that. I respect that.
Your nose looks bigger today, Ari. Did something happen?
Thanks.
Is that a compliment? Because we're
in
Creek. I know, right?
Thank you.
Here's the quote for the pale horse from the Bible, okay? And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him.
Yeah, death and hell is good stuff.
Yeah, death and fucking bringing hell, brother. Yeah. That's the best fucking nickname.
That's a good one. I do like that one.
The pale horse, brother.
I didn't think I was going to like it, but I like that one.
I bet you Joe Rogan would go crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be a fucking great podcast, dude. Joe Rogan didn't call it. Is that upsetting when it's not Joe in there?
It's cool because I got him on the last one. But I like Stan. Stan's cool.
You hate Stan, be honest.
American hero, man.
Dude, he's
loves
American.
Man.
This kid's from Jersey.
America.
That's all they're about is American. They run around. They have fucking American flags on their fucking antennas on their cars.
You ever hear this, Sam?
What?
Johnny Cash saying that quote.
What?
Unless it were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts is saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
Yes, dude. That's the pale fucking horse, homeboy. That's the pale fucking horse. That was great, dude. It was a great card. I thought it was funny.
Every time.
What?
Huh?
No one's ever done that. Different nickname every time.
Every time.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
kind of
like how
Oregon's make a new T-shirt every time.
It's like how Oregon's uniforms are.
That's interesting.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
New nickname. Yeah.
Like,
you don't have to stick with it.
The monster breaker.
Like if you're fighting, let's say you're fighting a black guy, you could be like Mickey the KK Killer. God. And you come out in like
well,
the
how
hood,
funny was it? There was a guy from Texas. Shaved head, bald head, skinhead, from Texas, white guy, nicknamed the Great White.
Where?
He fought on that card. Earlier in the fight, he fought the Asian guy. And I'm like, the internet will explode in 5, 4, 3, and nobody went.
Who was that?
He's out of he was out of he fought the Asian striker. I don't know. Moreno was his last
name? Oh, Alex Moreno probably. Yeah.
Was I'm okay. Like, that's
he was called the Great White?
He's called the Great White with a shaved head.
And he's a skinhead?
Yeah, he should be called American History X, just curb stomping fucking people. That was crazy. Dude, how was the atmosphere there? Because Sacramento, I feel, is one of the most underrated cities out there. It's a wonderful city to do stand up in.
Is that your first time in Sacramento?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know, methy as fuck.
It's, yeah, everywhere's methy as fuck. There's nowhere in meth that it isn't smoking meth.
I'm going to agree with Ari.
What? That Sacramento's methy as fuck?
No. That every single place isn't methy as fuck.
I think a lot of places are.
Just your three favorite cities.
The Velvet Circle, where it's like the deep undercurrent of any town, is like Sam knows about. Where are the fucking local chicken fighting rings?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no.
Dude,
dog fighting's in everywhere. It's like, man, you can find it.
Yeah.
You can find anything.
I think meth is everywhere. It's everywhere. We should just do a podcast about meth for meth heads.
We have been for 2 years. It's exactly what we've been doing.
So you call out Dan Hardy.
Now I want to ask you about this. What goes into the calling out process? Because that now is your thing. Yeah. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Anytime you get a thing, that's great to have a thing. You're going to be asked about a lot. What goes into that process? Do you have like is it your camp? Are you guys talking about something? Does somebody get chippy in the media?
All of them just been me. I've just been a fight I want.
Yep.
So, you know, punch up. Someone who's got a bigger name than me.
Of course, punch
up.
Yep.
And like a fun fight that I like. You know.
How about this? Mickey the Call.
That way they don't give you so many bets.
The Call?
The Call.
Call out? Ooh. The Call out?
He's calling him. Yeah.
Calling his shots?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I like Pale Horse better.
Hey, dude, this is a free space.
What about this?
Idea.
Please, what about this?
You get two more, and then he chokes you out. You get two more, then he chokes you out.
What if we go even more controversial, though? Like Mickey the Date Raper God.
No, I don't think
that's
the UFC's going to go.
Very edgy.
That's incites fear.
You're going to watch the Date Rapers fight?
Your girlfriends don't want me taking her back.
You get a lot of girlfriends
to watch. They want to see the Date Raper get beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, go heel.
Now, my problem is you got to think about who will sponsor you. Pepper spray?
Condoms. Condom Depot's back in then. Now you got the Condom Depot back.
Nice.
Do you think that'll anger the other rapists who are like, why are we being left out?
Yeah.
Hey, man, they got to punch up. They wanted to shout out.
They'll be like, that guy's a poser. He didn't really date rape anyone.
He's not real.
Yeah.
He lost his girlfriend. He's not even really raping people.
Yeah.
We're out here on the front lines.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I'm clocking in and clocking out. I'm the one climbing out windows.
How about something to illustrate how you're just kind of like, you know, just like you're just from New Jersey. It's nothing particularly like crazy about your background. How about just like a Mickey, just, you know, just like a normal kind of guy, Gaul.
Mickey, just like everybody else, Gaul.
I knew with your setup.
Mickey, everyman Gaul.
That was going to be stupid, but you bailed on it in such a stupid way that I liked it.
I love that you just have like a giant long, and Bruce Buffer's got to talk for 5 minutes giving your thing. And he's from over, and then he hangs out, and he'll hug your mother. Gaul! It just keeps going. I like that. So, why Dan Hardy? And I think it was great. I think it's a great idea, but that I wasn't expecting it.
No. I think that'd just be a fun fight. He's talking about coming back. He's talking about wanting to do it, but, you know, 55, 70, somewhere in there. I'm looking for a fight right around there.
How serious are you? Because you talked about it in your post-fight
interview. He doesn't want it, though.
Well, I know he doesn't want it.
Because his comment to you was like, is he even old enough to have watched my fights? It wasn't shit talking.
He made it sound like he wanted to card you to fight you.
Yeah.
Okay, little kid, let me see your ID.
Yeah, I get it. He'll probably want to. There's maybe not as much upside for him. You know
really
what I mean?
Though?
I thought maybe, you know, I'm getting this little hype now.
You come in here and
no, I think you're right. I think it was
Dan Hardy. But Dan Hardy is a great on the ground fighter.
He's better on the feet.
What?
He's better on the feet.
He's better on his feet. He trained with 10th Planet for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trained with him once. He's in class.
Yeah.
I trained
with him. No, he's got skills. He's a legend. He's, you know, he's a beast.
You know why I tapped out? You know I tapped out? One of the Wayans brothers. I tapped him, and he never came back to class.
Problem is, there's 200 more of them.
Yeah.
You can't tap all those people out.
I tapped the head of the beast, Keenan Ivory, the guy who gets everybody the work. I tapped him out.
Ooh.
What?
Got a
Oh, you got the head of the dragon.
Yeah, I cut him out. I tapped him out. I said, I'm sorry.
That's like shooting a lead wolf.
Yeah.
And all the wolves just start running all over the place.
Take out the head.
Benny Hill sketch.
When you...
I was at that same fight you were at, Mickey, that New Jersey, that Newark Dan Hardy championship fight.
Yeah, GSP.
Yeah, I was there too.
Yeah, that was my first one.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you fighting at that point or were you training?
I was training. Yeah, I was like doing jiu-jitsu.
You're like, someday I want to be up there?
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. I wore my jiu-jitsu sweatshirt. Yeah, I remember.
Aaron, are we live on the internet? I would not be surprised at all if GSP called today.
That's my boy.
You love GSP?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a TriStar. Maybe give some tips on how to beat Dan Hardy, because he beat him.
Who's your top five all-time favorite fighters? I'm not asking who's your top five, like, Hall of Fame, these are the best guys in MMA. Okay. Who are the guys, like, you were growing up, you're like, damn, I just fucking love that dude. Or girl. Right, guys? Girls.
Good.
It'd be great if it was three girls.
Jim and Dan, who I train with, right. Jim and Dan Miller. No. But I was like, I liked them before.
They're
like, they're fucking awesome. Those guys are cool. They were actually saying that, like, I've never talked to someone in my fight other than saying good job.
Really? Right. That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah. They
seem like that.
Dude, they're awesome. They're cool. I like Chuck Liddell. GSP. Yeah. You know, and shit, maybe Diaz Brothers.
Dude, yeah. They're great. They're great. Yeah. If you could.
Frank Yeager.
Who's Jersey your favorite boy. Four of all time? Who's the best Mount Everest of MMA? We talk about this all the time.
Yeah. I think I gave one, but it switches a lot. Uriah Faber's got to be on the Hall of Fame Mount Rushmore of pussy getting.
Really?
Yeah.
With the butt chin?
I told him that. I told him that, and he agreed.
He gets a lot of chicks with that butt chin.
Uriah Faber?
Yeah, I bet. Dude, one time I was at...
I was like, you got to be on the Mount Rushmore of pussy getting. He's like, oh, definitely.
Of course. You know you get
chicks
a lot of pussy
love
when
midgets,
you agree.
Man. They love midgets, and I'll tell you why, because it's like this reverse baby thing. They want the baby back into the womb, so that's why they're like... And midgets have donkey dicks. It's just they got big... See, it's weird because when a big guy, everyone assumes a really big guy's got a really big dick, and he doesn't. Like, Shaq is notorious for having a tiny dick.
Yeah,
and then
that's
little
proven.
People... Yeah, I used to have a joke about how...
But that's like a, like this right now, this would look like a thimble.
That
look
little.
No.
I asked them because I used to do a lot of.
Like, if you put Shaq's dick on me, you're like, damn, dog, you got a big ass dick.
No, they'd be like, why do you have a black
big
dick?
Black
that's
dick,
what they would ask.
That'd be the second question.
But no, they say probably it's not even about proportionate. It's about he doesn't have a big dick. And that's just, it just proves you can't have everything in life. And he just doesn't. And then Brad Williams, who's a tiny midget comic. Who has two floors of head, that guy probably has a huge dick. It's just God giveth, God taketh.
One of my favorite Punch-Drunk moments is when we called him and asked him why all midgets wear Oakleys. And he goes, because we got gigantic heads, man. Why do you think? And we're like, cool, case closed.
He does.
That's from your leader, midgets. Don't start tweeting at me some bullshit. One of you said that.
I was talking about the rules of PC and how certain people could say certain things and how black guys can make fun of everybody but gay guys and gay guys can make fun of everybody. But black midget, gay midgets can literally drop N-bombs and F-bombs on everybody and everyone would just cheer. And I mean, if Kevin Hart was gay, he'd be even bigger.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, he would. He would be bigger.
I think it would be short-term bigger. I think that the black people would turn
Because he's
turn
short?
On him. Black people would turn on him.
Why? They don't like midgets?
Well, name me a huge... I mean, in that argument, there's... I mean, we all know plenty of gay black people, comics. There's not one huge one. Tyler Perry's
there's
not a
huge,
comic.
There's huge gay, black comics. There's not huge fucking gay comics yet. I mean, there's a... They're lesbians. Lesbians... There's huge lesbian comics.
Right.
And midgets, every midget you see in L.A., you go, he's on a fucking TV show.
Or he works a lot during Christmas. Every time during Christmas, that's when their phone rings.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder who this is.
The elf game.
Oh, my agent's calling me now. It's December 20th. Oh, hello? Is this Tom Cruise with a big role? Oh, no, with a little curly slippers, and I'm sitting in a mall again.
Every midget works on television.
Steve!
100%. Every midget works in Hollywood.
Yeah.
There's just not enough of them.
And I fucking think that's stupid. And I think they're taking all the jobs from us normal tall people.
Yeah. So it's just the truth. So black gay midget would work.
You think
I can't
play those roles? I'm making a toy, Santa. Nothing.
Ari, you don't seem amused.
Because he doesn't believe in Santa because he has all of his fucking devil.
I mean, I feel left out that time.
Why? Because why? Because your people run Hollywood?
Uncalled for, Sam.
Really? Right. Is that too much?
Yeah. All right, we don't run Hollywood. That was a long time ago. It's gays now. You know it's gays now.
The gays run Hollywood?
Gays and bloggers.
Gays and bloggers. That is true. That is true.
Yeah, that is true. But you know where that all changed? Is because once that became someone's identity.
What?
No, being a blogger. Once that became your role, it's not just like something happens and then people start blogging about it because they have to. It's their role. So the new Star Wars comes out, and everyone knows that Star Wars dork. So he has to say something. The new Star Wars, oh, you're that guy that has something snarky to say. Here's your opportunity. You know what I mean? So they have to write about it. Even if they don't believe, even if they liked it, they got to say something shitty.
I don't know, man. I just feel that, like, people just have to get a fucking following, and they just try to say the craziest, dumbest shit.
If that's your identity, though, you have to do it. It doesn't, it hasn't circumstantially happened. Now you're the guy that has followers because you constantly bitch about something. So when something comes out, it's like, well, let's hear what fucking dork tits has to say about it.
Fuckface has to say about it.
I just want to fucking start shipping.
It's like our responsibility.
Mickey, you're a wonderful shit talker. Or I don't know if you're a wonderful shit. I think you're very smart with how you operate. Now, did you see the Dominic Cruz, Cody?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I was right about to walk out, so I was half paying attention, but I rewatched it. It was good.
Who do you like? Dom
owned him. Dom
yeah, he just seemed bored with it.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you trying to do? What are you doing here, kid?
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good getting in people's heads.
Who do you like in that fight?
Shit, man. That's a tough one.
That's a tough fight.
It is. That's going to be a good fight. That's going to be fun.
I mean, it's like, can he connect with Cruz, who just does that weird,
he's got a lot of movement,
bobblehead thing. He's just always moving all over the place. I've met Cruz a couple times. He's incredibly competitive. Like, you're pretty laid back. You're having fun. You're laughing. He seems always serious. Like, he's always, even if we were playing Thumb Wars, he'd want to win. If we were just flipping bottle caps.
That's a word on him. That's a word on him.
He just seems always competitive.
I'll fight him right now.
What's that?
If he was here right now, I'd fight him right now.
Relax, nice. Bro.
Thanks, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, fuck that.
Ari, I can't hear you. What?
Teep's talking.
Okay, Teep. Ari's talking. What?
No, Teep's talking. Okay. No, it's over. Don't worry about it.
So when you were taking on Sage, and we'll wrap it up on this, when you sunk it in, any shit talking going on? I mean, were you just
I
could have
held that
time?
Choke for another 30 seconds to a minute.
He was in trouble. His whole defense about it, once you got, you know, the hooks in.
Dude, I'm used to squeezing, then, like, on my boys' necks, and they're not, like, I have to hold, they, like, made me work. Like, my buddy Chris Gritalo,
yeah,
I have to hold
no
on
one in Jersey
that
actually
for,
has a neck.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with
they
the
got
genetics
freak necks,
in Jersey.
Yeah. My buddy Rich Petishnok, I choked them. I got a really, that was easy. It was
by
easy
the way, every them. Name you said is a Jersey name, by the way.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But Rich Petishnok isn't in Petikoff. Maryland.
Me and Mickey, nine nose. Nine nose? How does this guy get nine? That's every time his nose gets
LJ Raboli.
Yeah. When I met him, it was three
Tommy
nose.
Two Finger. He's my striking coach.
How serious are you about the 155 cut? Now, you mentioned that in your post-fight interview, and you're like, I got a plenty of time to be at 170.
Yeah. I think I'm easy. I make 70 easy. Yeah. I go down to 55. Like, I'll be huge for that division.
Are you big for 170 or small for 170? You
I
seem
think
big.
I make it easy. So, I'm tall. You know, I'm tall and I'm
what
long.
What do you weigh right now, today?
Probably 90.
Uh-huh. It's tight. 85, dude, you're
6'2". But I've been eating my ass off. I've been eating everything.
I'm
6'2".
Oh, holy
shit. Yeah, but I'm dude, I've been eating everything.
You were taller than I thought you were going to be.
You were taller than I thought you were going to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People are, I'm wearing heels.
Am I thinner than you thought I was going to be?
Definitely, no. Yeah. You're spelt, bro. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah.
Those words
finally,
have never been said.
The propaganda by this fuckface making everyone think I'm fat, and I'm not.
That's Sam. Show him your belly before you make a decision.
No, I don't want to.
That's
true.
We just met.
Meaning, you've met Ari, and I want you to be 100% honest. You've met Ari, you've met me.
Tall, too, yeah.
In a fight, what are you thinking? Be honest.
Come on, man,
cool.
I don't know. I don't know you guys like that.
Okay.
I don't know you guys
you
like that.
A little bit to show you what I got?
Sure. Actually, I have to. I need to do some because after I beat Jackson, I choked out this one podcast host. I choked him to sleep. He snored. It sounded like he had sleep apnea.
That's right. You said you're gonna choke out Ari.
Yeah, me and Ari we're gonna do something.
I think you should choke.
I was gonna tie an arm.
I have a two part question for
you. Two part question. Part one.
What would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, without being rude or nice, scale 1 to 10, what would you say Sage Northcutt's ground game was?
It had improved, but it's, you know, he was patient, but he didn't have anything for me. You know, he was smart and didn't give me anything extra. Like, he took his time in the first round. I thought I was going to finish him there.
Uh-huh.
But I was laying little traps. He wasn't going for him.
Okay, I have an extra part of my two-part question.
Yes,
extra
please.
Part is, which part of scale of 1 to 10 do you not understand?
That was our originally in there. You knew I wasn't going to give you a 1 to 10.
Yeah.
I give him like a 6.
Really?
A 6. Okay. Now, here's my second part. If you couldn't tap me with a two-arm guillotine, what chance do you have of tapping me with a one-arm guillotine?
You find out. We can find out.
Ari, where is your starting to take jiu-jitsu? Are you doing it? Where
no.
it is?
Minus the jitsu.
I'm going to soon at some point. I've got to get back in there.
Why are you going to get back in there, Ari? I mean, you know you're not going to do it.
I got to do some exercise. I'm going to look like you in no time. I got to do some exercise.
Now, I will say this. He has shed the pounds. I was surprised when I saw him with his shirt off. And I'm surprised that when I see you eating, even though you're wearing a poutine shirt, when I see you eating, you know you're a fat fuck when you start buying the fat foods and wearing it at that. You know what I mean?
Cheeseburger shirt, man. Loved it.
He's been eating healthy. Every time I see him, he's eating something.
He always eats a salad.
Yeah, he always looks, and he looks good. I might be, you may be at 50-50 who I think wins this fight. Because earlier I thought it was you hands down because you have that anger. And you have an empire now. You don't want to give up. You have things. You have nice things to go back to.
How do you think pinching your asshole is going to affect that empire?
Sam wants to. It's only going to help it.
You think it's going to help him?
Yeah.
Like more people want to tune in the show because they see
Ari became famous
bleached.
For dressing like a Klan member and screwing with black people. Bleaching his asshole, they're going to be like, oh, this guy's just crazy.
He's lost it. He's lost it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about you, Ari. Like, people don't realize when you get them mad and they try to get social, like, justice warriors to just together to try to take you out, that it actually empowers your crowd. Your following actually gets excited about that. And they kind of galvanize and come to you and kind of try to fucking support you. That it literally helps your cause.
Yes. It does. That's what happens.
And I don't know who...
That's what happens.
Okay. Fun moment there. That was a fun moment.
Yeah, Sam, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's great. So what's next for you? You got time off? You're going to take a little time off? Going to go around, see the town, see your lady? Where'd you meet your lady, by the way?
Back home.
Is she in the MMA? She's MMA lady?
Is she an MMA lady?
Is she in MMA? Does she do the MMA?
She just started doing jiu-jitsu.
Oh, you're a jits girl, huh?
That's trouble, bro.
That's great.
You should have kept that fucking secret tight.
No problem. I beat the shit out of her.
But it's just that mental intimidation of knowing. Yeah, I guess
weird.
It's true. As long as you're a higher belt than her, it's always going to be that thing.
No, I'd beat the fuck out of her.
Really?
But at one point in time,
allowed,
she's going to hit that blue belt
thing. Some chicks are into that now.
It's New Jersey. It's New Jersey. That's allowed in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's allowed. Called foreplay when you knock them out.
Yeah.
That's
how else are you going to get them?
Yeah.
But then you find yourself in those moments where she gets up there enough, like blue belt, like it starts to like sink into her psyche. She's going to have too many cocktails. You guys are going to be messing around, and you're going to think it's like she's sitting on your face, but it's a front-mounted fucking triangle.
Yeah. Reverse cowgirl
north
south.
Yeah.
I couldn't date like a MMA fighting chick because I've been swung on by every girlfriend I've ever had. They've swung on me, and I don't need them to hit with a combination.
No.
Into a grounded pound. That'd be fucking rough.
Yeah.
That'd be so rough. That's why I always talk about like the bouncers in like Vegas. I feel so bad for them because everybody in Vegas is an MMA fighter. Like, if dudes get really like, you guys gotta go. Next thing you know, the dude's fucking got a triangle choking you out.
Yeah.
It's gotta be weird with your girlfriend. It's like, you know, cause girls will go through your phone, go through your fucking, you think the NSA is checking your shit? Your girlfriend's always checking your shit.
Yeah.
Doing fake fucking Facebook shit.
If you wanna know if some guy's a terrorist, ask his girlfriend what's going on with his Facebook, phone, Twitter, DMs, everything.
Yeah, they know
they
shit.
Know.
They come when you come
home.
Oh,
he's not a terrorist, but whoever this fucking Diane bitch is, she's causing me terror.
It's a heavy flow weekend. She's just fucking looked at you wrong. Next thing you know, she's spider monkeyed you, and she's just fucking taking it out. It's got to suck to get your girl in the fucking guard and shit.
Now, when you're at the
comedy... Are you worried about that?
What?
I don't know if Mickey's actually worried about that.
I think, hey, dude, you don't know how good she might get. It might be her thing. She might never know. Now she's the best. Who's that one girl that just is the most amazing jiu-jitsu chick? Remember how there's the
there's that one girl that
Gabby
huge.
Garcia, the huge one.
She just got tapped out by this little girl.
Mackenzie Dern.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Yeah.
She's like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
She's been taking it since she was like 2 months away from being pregnant. She was taking jiu-jitsu in the womb.
Yeah, yeah. Her dad, Mackenzie Dern's dad, is like a jiu-jitsu legend. Megaton. That's what they call him. It's a dope name, right?
Megaton is a dope name. Yeah. We've been coming up with all these names at the Red Zone.
Yeah.
At the Red Zone, like bat, like, you know, Two Punch Shakur, that one. But Eric Ebron, the tight end for the Lions.
That's right.
What do they call it? What was Megatron? God, I'll think
Optimus
of it.
Optimus Prime?
Dropped him as Prime is what we ever call him.
Optimus Prime.
Yep.
So the next thing we're going to work on with you is I want to work on with choreography. So I want to work on with your entrance. I think we need to start doing some pro wrestling entrances.
Okay.
Where we have a song, dance, and maybe like some like fucking Broadway come out, dance, get people going.
Spinning a cane and...
That's what the Japanese used to do the best. Man. Their old MMA, they would enter with some like... So, like, what's his face? The guy who's gone crazy. Mayhem would always do that.
Yeah, he'd always be doing that.
We're going to go next level with this shit.
Yeah, like you come riding in on a horse with the Ku Klux Klan all around you.
Nice.
And burning crosses and you're just like... Who, you know.
You always got to go there.
No, I'm just saying, what's going to get people watching and tuning into Twitter and getting this shit going
viral?
I
say you do, like if you get to fight in New York, you do, like, a scene from Cats, the Broadway musical.
Yeah.
And everybody around you just
shoe polish
like,
on my nose.
He's coming out doing all cat dances. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Or even like he's saying it's a cane.
Broadway, there's no place like Broadway. It's just a
we
bunch
need a
of
good
people
walking. You're right. Mayhem is the last guy to try to do a good walk-in.
I'm telling you, dude, we're going to go mega. Here's what we're also offering you. You're going to go to 155. You're going to have to fight Connor. We want to be your writers. Okay. We want to write you disses that we just keep in your head. Cool. And when he comes... Boom! Hit him with that, and like,
Here's one classic zinger that'll come your way.
Okay, I'm gonna play Connor. You play.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let us fight, asshole. Who the fuck?
Hey,
is this
shut the fuck up, Shamrock. The KKK's on its way, bro. We're burning crosses in your yard. I bet you voted for a black guy, didn't you, Connor? KKK, white power.
Let's go, Ari. Like what do you think of that?
Nothing racy.
No.
You think that could work?
I think it could work. It might need some...
It might blow up in his face. It
might need some tweaks. It could work.
Where do you see any holes in that plan, Ari?
What if he doesn't lead with that?
Okay, try another one. Try another one. Here we go.
All right,
who the fuck is this guy?
I'll tell you who I am. I'm the Grand Wizard of the KKK. And we're coming down to burn crosses in your Shamrock Yard, faggot.
Okay. We got to work on that.
How was that? I like it.
We got to work on that.
Is anyone writing these down?
It's on the internet. We'll be fine.
All right.
We'll be fine. It's on the internet forever. This will never blow up in our face.
No.
Cut to 10 years. I'm running for some school board or some kids and like
the only thing running you're going to be doing is from the law.
Exactly.
That's the only run you're going to be doing.
Police
So let's get in some football, man.
Yeah,
you're a big football guy.
Yeah, I like football.
Besides MMA, do you have a favorite sport?
Football.
His favorite team is the Scarlet Knights.
Scarlet Lady Knights.
Yeah,
the Lady
Knights. Nah, it's the New York Giants.
New York Giants, you number good. One basketball.
Yeah.
You into basketball?
Yeah, a little bit.
Baseball?
Like the Knicks.
Did you
baseball,
ever play
Yankees.
Football?
Yeah, I was captain my football team in high school.
What'd you play?
Linebacker.
Mike,
I just liked hitting.
Mike, Sam, or Will?
I played Sam.
Okay.
Sam.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
What's Sam?
It's strong side.
Yeah, strong
linebacker.
Side.
I played some
pretty
Will
much
too.
To give
a lineup over the
tight end. To get them going, to motivate the team. You guys.
I could see you in the locker room like, hey, guys, we're going to roll through this town like the KKK would roll through the town.
That's it.
These are great, man. These are really good. These are good lines. You'll be right up there with John Sonnen, all these people. What's your top five?
When you get cut from the UFC for saying racist shit, you can crash on my futon if you need to.
Thanks, dude. Nice.
Cool. Right next to me.
I got your back.
Nice.
We got a bed of leaves for you in Hollywood.
Yeah. Nice.
Ari, so I can use Ari's tickets for the Rams, which are great.
Oh, yeah. Tell me again why I didn't get to go.
Because you would have been on your phone the whole time and you're not a Falcon fan.
Yeah, but everybody you brought already had season tickets. So you literally gave season tickets.
That was
to
unknown
somebody
to me.
Who that was unknown to you?
Yeah, 100%.
You didn't know Sarah and her boyfriend who works on a fucking national syndicated radio show, sports show, didn't have tickets.
I found out
the
day that
Dana
I got there.
Knows and you didn't know?
I don't know what I do and don't know. All I know is we get there, and she's like, yeah, he has seats that are over way over there.
So Sarah Tiano tells you everything's going on in her life, did not tell you that her boyfriend had season
tickets. I haven't talked to Tiana in 2 months.
So what, did she just happen to meet you up at the fucking game? And she's like, what are you doing here?
No, I hit her up. I go, hey, how about you, me, and Jerron, the only three Falcon fans I know, use Ari's tickets, which he gave me for free, which you could have had to any game. But no, the one game that you're going to sit there and be on the phone and do this and take pictures and selfie stick the whole goddamn time.
I've never selfie stick.
Dude, okay. You know what I'm getting at. I wanted to go with three Falcon fans, and Jerron's like, I already got one, and Tiana's like, my boyfriend wants to go anyway.
Is he
I didn't
a
even know you
fan?
Were going.
He's not a Falcon fan.
So who'd you go with? Who'd you go with?
Tiana and her boyfriend.
Yeah, who have season tickets already.
Who? So there's double seats?
No, he had already given those tickets to somebody because Sienna's like, Ari's tickets are better.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
But anyways, here's where I'm saying that was great about him is you can go all the way down by the tunnel where everybody comes in and goes out. Have you done that? Did you guys do that?
No.
Dude, they're throwing gloves. You're talking to everybody. I was heckling people. Really? Yeah, everyone was chanting Fire Fisher when Fisher came walking through.
Oh.
What?
And then he's fired the next day. They sure did listen.
Oh, my God.
I was saying if Julio Jones played in that game, Fisher would have been fired in the third quarter instead of Monday.
Unbelievable.
Where are the Falcons at right now?
Right with you? Same as you?
Yeah.
Yep.
What is that, 10-4? 10-5? Yeah, 10-5.
No, 9.
9-3 or 4?
Because we have two games left.
5 right now. The Falcons, 9.
Right. As are you.
Yeah.
Now
we're
you
in that
guys
wild card sitting pretty,
sitting very pretty. But I mean, you guys could still win your division.
Card, no chance of the division anymore. Really, no chance. Admit it, please.
How many losses do you have? All they got to do is tie you.
You have two hard games left, Ari.
Well, okay, we both play at the Eagles. We both have that same.
Okay,
game
that's not a hard game, but you do have Detroit, and they're going to be fighting for their playoff lives, possibly. Right?
Detroit.
So we have to go 0-2. You'd have to go 2-0.
Detroit's
we're fine.
If Detroit would have won this weekend, you could argue a case that they're the top three teams in the NFC.
Yeah, but you can't
win that Central, no problem.
We're both playing.
And then you could look at the Packers making a run, too.
Packers scare me.
It's a little too late to me.
Aaron Rodgers just knows how to throw Hail Marys. Like, I've never seen anybody.
No shit.
It's like the guy just knows how to put the ball in the one place his guy.
I feel like it's exactly like we were saying earlier. It's like fighting a guy with Tourette's that tells you everything it's got. You know, it's 3rd and 80. There's 2 seconds left. You know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do.
I'm telling you, Chicago.
How does it happen every goddamn time?
Doesn't want to win those games.
I wouldn't either if I was Chicago.
My opinion is either you're vying for a Super Bowl or you're not playing. You're playing to get the highest draft pick. That's the problem with Buffalo. Why is Buffalo never good? Because they're always 500, and they never get a really great player.
That's been the Raiders' problem for...
Yeah, go. You got either you're winning it or you're shitting the bet.
In the last 11
years.
Do.
Be one of the worst teams of the last 2 decades, and then you can eventually be a high seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, real quick, fuckface. We were at a Super Bowl. We went to the Super Bowl. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but the point is. Yeah, we went in 2003. When was the last time you guys were there? Oh, God.
No, that's a ball.
That's a ball.
Let me see. Let me
the
see what else you got.
Is a tiny moon nut.
Let me see.
That's one small nut for man. One giant nut for mankind.
Here's an interesting stat that I heard, Ari. This will surprise probably everybody.
What?
Cleveland Browns, arguably one of the worst franchises in the last 10 years. Especially in the NFL.
Yeah.
The Raiders have 3 more losses than the Browns do in the last 12 years.
Wow. Sam, how do you say? And that's including this year, I assume.
Hey, dude. We sucked. And we sucked for a long time.
But I'm just saying, that's how quickly you could turn it, the Browns could turn it around.
Oh, dude, they have a ton of draft. Their only problem is there's no amazing quarterback in this.
I have breaking news. I have punch-drunk breaking news.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, get it ready. Get it ready because I know you're making
stop making egg omelets during our show. I can't get on my phone, but you can cook omelets.
It's crazy, right? All right.
Breaking news. Bruce Arians will not be coaching the Arizona Cardinals next year.
What?
He's stepping down?
I have it on very good word. Who will not tell me where he has it or where he's heard it? And I can't say who that is, but he is the host of Red Zone, named Andrew Siciliano.
Sorry, autoplay.
But I'm not going to say his name, Andrew Siciliano, the Red Zone channel. But I'm not going to say who it is, but that's sort what I hear, bro.
Who's going to be AFC and NFC championship games?
Patriots for sure. Cowboys for sure.
You think Cowboys for sure?
Yeah,
I think I'm leaning towards Cowboys now, but no. Still not for sure.
You have one thing that every NFL team doesn't have, which is the ability to control the clock. Dak isn't doing anything that's amazing. He's winning.
I disagree,
he's just not,
dude.
He's just not making mistakes.
32 of 36.
I think he is an excellent passer, and people want to say that he's another Alex White, but I think.
Who's Alex White?
Who's the Chiefs guy?
Oh, Smith.
Alex Smith, yeah. Sorry. I think he's an excellent passer. They haven't let him throw. He is accurate, man. He is boom. I like you watch him in that last game. He was phenomenal. I don't know why. I mean, it's like so funny. Everyone's like, oh, Romo got to get in. The guy won like 10
games straight.
I'm
not saying Romo's
got
to get in. I'm just saying what this guy is doing is pretty conservative. I mean, you look at the last game. In two games before that, yeah, he had a great game the other night, even though he threw another one, but
he's a rookie.
He had like 150-something yards in two games.
Three games without 200 yards.
Yeah. So
he's a rookie, man.
I know.
Now you're making excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I haven't even said what I'm trying to say.
No.
I haven't even said what I'm trying to say.
No, Sam's making excuses. Saying, no, but he's a rookie. It's like, that's not saying he's the best quarterback. You're saying that's an excuse.
What I'm saying is what this guy has the luxury of is having Ezekiel Elliott in the backfield and having that offensive line. And what he's good at, he's not good at all the different passes and all the different things. He's good at just not making mistakes.
Yeah.
He's not taking the risks that Romo is. He's not trying to thread it in there. He's like, the pass is there or not.
Romo had that line. Romo had DeMarcus Murray, and he did. And I love Romo. I love Romo. I love that Romo came from nothing, got a fucking shot, took advantage of it, and became a franchise quarterback. But at the end of the day, there's the Romo flubs. He always throws the ball wrong, fumbles something. I don't know, man. Sometimes you are who you are. But Romo had everything that Dak Prescott has right now, and he fucked up. He would always fuck it up. This kid seems to be able to win when it gets tight.
I don't know.
Romo throws interceptions. Romo fumbles balls. Shit goes bad. It's happened every fucking time.
Romo would take if it was Romo playing against Tampa Bay, he takes a lot more sacks in that game.
You guys are acting like this is a benching. If Romo never got hurt, we wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know Prescott's name.
But to say if Romo never got hurt is to say we're not talking about Tony Romo. Because Tony Romo gets hurt. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He's always been injured. He always gets injured. He has a great line. Everyone's talking about him going here and him going there. There's no fucking line out there.
He's gone.
Yeah, well, what line is he going to go to? There's the Raiders and then there's the Cowboys. Everybody else's line is shit.
Denver's
line sucks. That's why they got in a huge fight in their fucking locker room. Because they're not blocking anybody. They had a huge fight. The defensive backs and the defense got on the offensive line's fucking balls because they got their ass.
They're just not used to losing.
Well, you know, that Brock Osweiler signing by Houston didn't work out for anybody involved. Brock Osweiler, Houston, or Denver.
I think it worked out great for Denver.
No, Denver's not going to make the playoffs.
You're saying they would have with Osweiler?
They won games with Osweiler.
Look how horrible he is.
But he's with that team.
They lost their running back. That's the issue.
What?
They lost their running back is the main issue for Denver.
Yeah, but they did win games with him. And that's why it was so weird when Payne got healthy. They put him back in because it was Payne. But he was winning games.
As far as Ari, I didn't tell you this because you only talked to me via text with one letter answers. But I was playing in the Punch Drunk League. Mickey and I were playing against each other, and I benched my whole team because I'm like, I don't want to hear the words "I lost" come out of your mouth this weekend.
Oh,
yeah, I appreciate that. It's good, a little good momentum.
What? So what? You were in the playoffs and you threw it, or
we were in the consolation game.
Yeah,
but we were predicted 1-2. Like we were rolling away with the league, and I was like, it's going to be me and you in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and then we both get beat the first round.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Oh, you were low the scores. 1-2 seats?
Yeah, we were 1-2
seats.
Who
beat you guys?
I got beat by James, and I think you got beat by Jamie Vernon, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's Red Band's guy.
Oh, so it's James versus Jamie right now?
Yeah.
How did I do?
You weren't in it.
We kicked you out.
We kicked you out for smoking.
Because you make omelets during the show.
No, you got to be able to compete. I get it.
All right, let me see that pan you're working with.
Yeah, I'm curious of what you're cooking.
Hey, that looks like a little bird in a bird's nest.
It looks like your dick sitting in a blooming onion from fucking
That did
Outback
look like a not-so-awesome blossom.
It's kale with some jalapenos from fucking some barbecue left over. I just threw in there.
You're eating kale? Nice. What are you trying to do, Ari?
He's trying to get in shape.
Trying to do. You're like when Eric Griffin tried to lose weight. I'm like, Eric.
What's at the top?
What are you doing? You're that guy.
Eric, stop sucking dicks, and that's how you'll drop like 30 pounds right off the bat.
Start sucking dicks, get AIDS? Is that the best way Eric Griffin's going to lose weight?
Cum is good for your it's good for everything, Ari. I should fucking let you try some. Next time I see you, you should try some cum.
I'll try it.
Yeah, you'll try it. You'll love it, too. And
who hasn't
tasted their own?
Let's be honest. Everybody in the room, who hasn't tasted their own? You've never tasted your own?
I have.
Why?
I've smelt it, but I've never. Never.
I did, dude, because I'm a man.
How was it?
Tasted like
shit. I haven't tasted my own.
I eat a lot of fruit. So I was like, oh, what is this, Jamba Juice? It was fucking great.
I haven't tasted my own, but I have tasted four of my buddies on several occasions. Man, it's not bad.
All right, have you tasted your own jizz today?
Absolutely. Today? On multiple occasions.
Of course you have. Now, when you say multiple occasions, what does that mean?
Every time I come inside a woman, I'm like, let me know when it's about to come out, and I'll suck it out of you.
Stop. Are you serious?
So stupid.
Are you in the cock holding?
Dumb.
Are you a cuckolder?
Wait, hold on. How is it cuck holding if you suck your own semen out?
He just wants to say that
word.
Because
that's what they do. They fucking dudes blast inside, and they get down there like it's all-you-can-eat buffet.
No, really? But that's you're sucking someone else's semen out.
Yeah, but that's just a short stop to you're like, oh, I'm bored with mine. I want to try somebody else's. All right, I know you're into some weird shit. There's no way you're not. There's
any
no way,
you guys,
you, based on your blown out asshole, you don't get pegged. There's no way. There's no way you don't.
Any of you guys ever come in a turkey baster and then just drip it into your mouth?
Yeah.
Like the god, like the nectar of the
gods? It's a Thanksgiving Day tradition started by Grandpa.
Yeah. I haven't. I definitely haven't done that. That's for sure.
Ari.
Cross turkey baster off the list.
Ari.
Yeah.
I know you're in the weird shit. There's no way you're just a straight meat and potatoes.
Dude, I'm in the reg just like everybody else. I'm into some choking, slapping, ass punching.
Wait, stop.
Ass punching?
I have a question.
Spitting in the face.
Spitting in the face?
I got to
demoralizing, you know, standing outside like half naked after you just regular, like, you know, date stuff.
Hey.
You know, cutting them.
Cutting them?
A lot of violence, I've noticed. When you say you're into normal,
just
regular things.
Regular shit, man. Hot oil on the face.
Tying girls to railroad tracks.
Just regular, everyday, you know, sock hop stuff. Just like
sock
that's
hop.
Not regular stuff.
Take food and push it all over them. Call them Little Miss Piggy as you, like, make them cry.
What about, like, making them sit out on the curb with their, like, half naked, but they got a suitcase? Or, like, a stick with, like, a knapsack, like a hobo bag. You know what I mean? How they sit on a stick?
Make them drink from a dog bowl.
Like the survivor of the nuclear holocaust, and it's just them torn clothes just kind of walking down the street like this, you know, and then just basic regular stuff.
Yeah. Love. The kind of stuff that means love.
It's unbelievable that women let you lay in them.
It really is weird that.
It really is.
You
I don't understand.
Because you guys didn't know him years ago.
It just lets you know there's no hope for mankind. That just.
He couldn't pay a hooker to listen to him talk.
Yeah. It really is amazing. You get a TV show and chicks will fuck you. It's like
I have a question. I think Punch-Drunk fans would like to know. Is there going to actually be a fight between Sam and Ari?
I have been ready to do it. We were supposed to do it a little while ago and he wouldn't do it. He chickened out. And now we got to say, I'm down with doing it. I'm down with fucking doing it.
I think it'd be fun.
I think it'd be fun.
Is that your answer?
What? I'm down with doing it.
Okay, here's my answer. No, there won't be a fight. There'll be a demolition.
What kind of demolition, you dipshit?
One in which I fucking beat up Sam, stand top of him. I'm going to drink a lot of orange juice. I'm going to do that loogie thing over him. Where I'm going to be like, oh, watch out. And like, have it hold down over him. I'm
Ari's only hope is the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's his only hope.
I'm going to do my
to last
I'm going to teabag
that,
you.
That he gets me out in the first 30.
Now, here's the thing, though.
See, I figured that would be more yours.
No.
My cardio on point.
I
No. I know that how this is going to go.
That's what I'm saying. That's
I know this is how this is going to go.
Okay.
He's going to go desperate because he's not going to train for jack shit.
I think he's in much better shape than we think because things are
going good. You mistake, dude. You mistake people not being fat for being in shape.
But I saw him
fat. It's like
fat.
When you see a guy who's shred, you're like, that dude's fucking, he's got to be in great shape. Doesn't mean he can run cardio.
I saw him
it's an emotional
in bad
dump.
Shape for the basketball game. You weren't there. I saw that shape. And this is not that shape. I think he can last a little bit longer than people think.
I think, dude, when he gets in there, it's going to be an emotional dump. And he's going to
go, ah! We need a date. We need a date. We need an agreed upon date.
Yeah. And a catch weight of 260.
It's when the next Ellis Mania is. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to. Tony Hinchcliffe is chicken the fuck out.
He wants a piece of you.
What's he supposed to do?
I'm supposed to fucking wrestle
him. Pants.
Good.
Who's this?
Ari's guitar lessons here.
Ari, who's this guy? I'm ready to do it. He's a chicken shit, dude. He's a chicken shit.
Yeah. You seem to be the more down one.
I'm totally down with it.
Yeah.
Even if I lose, I don't give a shit. I'm going to get some shots.
Put us on mute real quick. I wonder who this guy is. I think he's got some sort of this. What's the gay version of J-Date? Gay J-Date?
Grindr.
Yeah, but it's more J-Date Grindr. Gay J-Date. I love that. That might be the name of this episode. It's Gay J-Date.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. I think Ari, here's Ari's thing.
No, wait. How
Ari
much
has a reach on me.
Yeah.
That's his best advantage.
Will he be able to maintain that? It's
no,
tough to maintain
access
that. You gotta know how to maintain that.
I get, you know, I haven't been training for the last 2 months, but I take Thai boxing class. I've been taking martial arts my whole life.
You've been doing Thai Bo for like a while.
No, I do that. I run every day. I love working. I love martial arts.
He's got the Thai Master going. He's got
I've
the Thai Master.
I think I'm starting to swing in your favor then.
Yeah, everybody thinks he's already blocked my shot once. And I fucked up on the bowling thing. I let him manipulate me into five games. Yeah. So I tried.
That was supposed to be your shit.
That was my shit. And then I fucked up because I pulled back on one a little bit in game three, and he just pounced on me. And I had to watch 2 hours of gay porn on Molly. But that's fine.
Was it on Molly?
No, or? I negotiated it out.
Yeah.
I negotiated out. But it was really rough because we let people pick what I watch, and it was all compilation porn. And it was just like, that was it for two fucking hours.
Yeah, I remember listening to that one.
It was they don't even give a let me tell you something about gay porn, because probably nobody here has watched it.
I watched it. I originally paid the bet
There's
off.
No plot in gay porn. They just
There's a plot in the one I watched. You refused to watch ones that had plots.
No, I let people pick.
No, you did not do
that. Yeah, 100%. We went off the internet.
You showed up. Where's already the, not with the ones that had
no,
plots.
No, I it was called a negotiation.
Where's the bag of bets? Is it in here?
Yeah, where is the bag
Why,
of bets?
Why, you want to do a bag of bets on something?
That's a legit question.
Do you want to bet Giants or Falcons go farther?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Wait, where is it?
That could be the first game.
It's in the what? Office.
The Oval
go
Office.
Go get it.
There's an Oval Office.
It. Aaron, can I go get it or you go get it?
I'll go get it.
All right.
Don't move.
Well, we're going to bag of bets this shit. You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Feel free to throw anything in there that you want. Murder, anything related to the KKK.
I think we should see how you choke people out. On T-Ball was talking about how he thought it'd be fun.
No, we weren't talking about that at
all,
actually.
We were like, it'd be fun to see Mickey choke you out and shit your pants and just keep shitting.
Yeah, that would be fun. It would be a lot of fun.
That sound fun to you?
I'm trying to see.
Are you black belt in jiu-jitsu?
Brown.
How long do you think you get your black?
I don't know. I do with David Adib. He takes his time, you know.
How long have you been taking jiu-jitsu?
Since I was 16, so like 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah, what was your initial thing that got you into MMA or?
I boxed like when I was 13, like a little bit. Like I was playing all sports.
Initially it was boxing that got you.
Yeah. But then once I started doing jiu-jitsu, I did that with the intention of like wanting to do MMA. And jiu-jitsu I like took to really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. My shit.
Oh, real quick. Did you guys hear the breaking news that, who's fighting Ronda Rousey?
Amanda Nunes.
She didn't show up to a presser for a medical reason.
What?
Yeah. So she didn't.
What's happening?
So we don't know.
Maybe she's
we'll see what happens.
Pregnant.
We'll see what. By the way, would be. Oh, so that was a drug deal, right? Can we all agree that,
that
was
not
a drug deal?
No, no, no. Look at
that.
That
was some Albanian motherfucker.
That's
Albanians.
Grinder.
You guys are East Coast, right? You know about the fucking Albanians. You don't fuck with Albanians.
That guy sucked Ari's dick really quick.
Hey,
for $50.
Hey, was that an Albanian drug dealer?
All right, you're on mute. You muted us.
Ari, you muted us.
No, I muted him. Oh, wait, we muted you. Hang on. We got.
Why'd you mute him?
Ari, did that?
He was doing his drug deal.
Because he's like, oh, yeah, keep sucking
so
it.
So what'd you get? What'd you
why?
Get? Eighth, Ari? What's an eighth of weed cost in New York?
He ain't get no eighth,
it's
man.
Blocking it's my windows. It's my super.
That's your super? Oh, they got that
Is
New
that
York
what they
term.
Call your gay daddy, a super in New York, when he's a power fucker on top? The super?
Dude, that's homophobic. I don't care for
Some
it.
Some of those are pretty. What's it? No,
oh, you can't that. Go through that?
No, he's just curious what they are.
You want to read them? He's literally reading them.
Yeah, he's. He's curious about
you
the
have
best.
Do you have one for him?
Well, he wants to do Giants versus Falcons. Who goes
nah, I need something better. Right. Aren't I supposed to like really believe in something?
Yeah,
isn't
what
the
do you
way
believe in?
Wait.
Want a bag
Giants,
of bets?
Giants, Falcons, who goes further in the playoffs?
I mean, I'm not even guaranteed that we're even going to get in. I have the same thing with the Falcons that I always have the Cubs, which is just like, I'll believe it when it's over. They fucked us so many times. That right when I go, okay, man, looks like we're going to win, then we lose two in a row.
How about this? Assuming they're both in the playoffs, who goes further?
Okay, but no, he's not
I'm pretty confident we'll make the playoffs, and I'm pretty confident the Giants will.
And I will tell you, if they make the playoffs, they're going to get home field, and the Giants will not.
Yeah, well, dude, I don't think the Giants give a shit. I think the Giants, dude, that famous run when they beat Brady, they were fucking, every game was on the road. That's the greatest. They should do a 30 for 30 on that fucking run.
Oh, by the way, not only is Big J. Okerson going to pay off his bet, he's going to pay it off while he's in L.A. in January.
Okay. And then you owe one, and you owe one.
What do I owe?
You owe the. You still got to wear the shirt and not reference it.
All right, I'll do it tonight.
Good luck on him paying off that without arguing.
I'll play it off.
I don't hear an argument from him right now. You
got to
pay one off, too.
I'll pay it off tonight.
And then you got another one coming, too, because now you owe two. You got to get the snap pops next time you're here. And
bleach ass.
You got to get your asshole bleached. Now, here's the thing, Sammy, everybody listen to this.
But this lost to me on Falcons Cowboys.
Is that officially over yet? How many losses do you have?
Yeah, it's over.
You have three losses?
They have two.
Stop it.
You're right.
Stop
yep,
it.
I can't catch you.
So you lost that bet too.
I lost that bet. That one I have to pay. If that's officially true, that one I have to raise $20 panhandling for money and then give it to a homeless person.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. And I can't because the first way, whenever your bag of bet gets paid, your brain has to go as a Punch Drunk fan. Okay, what's Sam's loophole into this of how he can get out of it? I can't have any ringers come by. I can't go like, hey, Jay, bring me $20.
Hey, dude, you call it fucking loopholes. I call it legalese, man. I'm just looking at it like a lawyer. I should have been a lawyer.
Race, you're a garbage race.
So you owe two. So, I do owe that one. But here's what I'm proposing for the big asshole bleaching.
Okay.
We do it live in the new studio here, which Aaron is already stoked about. He is saying yes, he's nodding.
Like a
big nod, yeah.
That's totally cool, dude. We'll do that. We'll do it in here. We'll bleach.
Hang on.
Yes.
So we'll do it in here, and we have Steve Renazzisi in here, and we lock the door, so he has to throw up.
Gold. Nice. We're going to have Steve Renazzisi throwing up while
he'll never be able to make it through that. And then, but we have
dude,
the door locked, so he has to, and we'll
that's
just put a bucket in
gold.
There.
That's fucking gold.
So not only does Aaron get an asshole bleaching, which desperately needs it, that we need to paint that brown house white. And then
I want to do only half his asshole and call it a half moon. I want to do only
like
half
a two-face.
Yeah. I want to call it half moon.
Two-face. Yeah, two-face. Let's call it two-face.
I want RU to have the dirtiest one side of your asshole and just have the cleanest other side of your asshole.
Oh, sell some blue.
Like a before and after.
Destin Hex.
Yes. I want that. That'd be
now
great.
Now, we're going to have to use our Patreon money for this. This could be an expensive one because
really?
She'll probably be like, oh, it'd be $50. Then we tell her what's going on. She goes, $2,000.
I couldn't tell.
The real loser of this bet is the Asian or Russian woman that has to do this.
Dude, we'll give
it. Tell you what. Why don't we have on Patreon? Why don't we have a bid to see who gets sponsored by? So biggest bid gets like it'll be like you know the Jason or not one of us.
Oh, okay,
like,
I got you. I know the Anthony Johnson asshole bleaching episode. Yes.
Whoever makes the biggest donation in on it gets to come in the studio.
And if that biggest donation is $1 from 90 people, I will just sit here and read 90 names while Ari gets his asshole buttered.
Dude, we'll
like
just pack this with
sandwich.
90 people. Why do you got cupcakes? Do you love cupcakes? She's a cupcake girl.
Did you leave with your cupcakes and bring them back?
Do you
like,
think
you don't
yeah,
trust
what was
us?
That? Do you think we're scumbags?
I said
we're
going to
steal your
cupcakes.
Hey, guys, steal those cupcakes.
Oh, you can make as you much
totally
noise as
noise.
You want. This isn't a
professional. We're talking about bleaching assholes. We don't
situation.
Need it perfect in here.
Yeah, I don't want his asshole bleached. Like,
why? Hold on. Why wouldn't you want his asshole bleached?
Yeah, that's
wouldn't
a great
just,
question.
If you're going to be down there going to work, don't you want a clean plate?
Yeah, don't you want a clean plate?
Yeah. The pale horse should have a pale asshole. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
Ari, his girlfriend's totally down with bleaching Mickey's asshole, too.
I mean,
we've started a
two for one deal.
Yeah, two for one.
We can hold hands while it's going on. So
yeah.
I support.
So here's what it is. Be part of Ari's bleaching. You get to come in studio. You get to be.
If you happen to be in Los Angeles.
No, I mean, fly out here, dude.
You had a Garnett out here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
cool guy?
Real cool guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah, he came out and bought something. We went to a show with him. It was great. We made him scared of black people.
He did.
Yeah, because we told him don't look at any ethnic people downtown because they're shady. Yeah. And he's from Canada where they don't have any ethnic people.
Okay.
So he totally got scared. It was great. We had great fun.
I was the blackest guy he's ever seen in his life.
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
So we'll do that. You can fly out, be part of the bleaching. Maybe Mickey's not fighting. He can come out and hang out. We can have a big night of bleaching.
Whoever wins, can they do that thing? Remember that?
How about you get to help bleach his asshole? Like the Russian lady will give you a little painter, and you can paint his asshole.
What if, like, while you're doing that, what if while you're bleaching and painting your asshole, Ari, you're secretly learning karate too? Like when I'm in a fight, and then you're going to be like, bleach the asshole, and I'll be like, all of a sudden I'm blocking shit like a Karate Kid.
I don't like that. I don't want him to learn. I don't want him to be great. I want him to just sit there. Do we have to tie him up?
No. I think Ari's just going to lay there and take it.
Yeah,
Ari, how do you feel about officially losing this bet? You have to get – now it's
by the way, the Twitter exploded when people were so excited that you lost.
We got literally 5 tweets.
No, there was way more than that.
You have to get your asshole bleached. There's no way around it. How do you feel other than quitting this show?
I don't like it. I don't want to do it. It's not going to be enjoyable for me.
But it might be enjoyable
I don't
for.
Like it. I know.
It is a free anal bleaching.
I don't like losing this in particular. It does not.
Happy about it?
It's not going to make me feel good.
Very disgusting. You don't know. How do you know it's going to make you?
It's not going to make me feel good.
How do you know
it's not going to make you feel good?
A lot of women do it. They don't do stuff they don't like.
Can I ask you a question for whoever wins this? I want whoever wins the naming rights, I want them to like be with me like Vince Vaughn in Return to Paradise where as the guy's getting hung, he's like, I'm with you. I'm here with you. You're not alone.
Well, we've offered that they could do a little of the bleaching. They can get in there and paint your asshole with a paintbrush and bleach.
Unsure about that. That seems like a
It's negotiable. It's negotiable.
Seems
so
like a situation.
If you're a Punch Drunk fan, you love Bag of Bets. You want to be a part of it. You actually want to have your name or any name you want to
name. You can
name
it after your dead kid.
Yeah. Okay, that got
weird. If you got a dead kid.
No.
Why not? Let's keep that little bastard alive forever in memories in Ari's butthole.
So we're going to be part of the bleeding.
Maybe he died of cancer. Maybe you got a kid that died of cancer. Ooh, that's terrible.
Dude, that's just rude.
Let's keep him alive forever in memories.
Stop. Yeah, more cancer deaths of little kids.
Yeah.
I'm so anti all that.
All right, I want to play a game with Mickey, one of our popular segments called One Word Answer. I'm going to name somebody in the 155 division. I'm just going to give you a name, and then you just give me a one-word answer. It doesn't even have to be what you think of them. first thing that comes ahead when you hear his name? Eddie Alvarez.
One word answer?
Yep.
This thing would be, this, I don't think this would be too fun. I think Philly. He's a Philly guy.
Okay.
A Philly tough guy.
He's a tough dude, dude.
Khabib.
He's a tough guy.
Khabib Nurmagomedov, JoJo.
Grinder.
Mm. Real quick, I know
he
you want to
scares me.
Thoughts on him. Thoughts
he's
on
a tough
him.
Dude. He's a tough dude.
Do you think he should be fighting right now for 155? Do you think he's been active enough? That's Connor's argument.
I think he should fight Tony Ferguson for the interim, and then
first of all,
winner of that fight.
I
Connor
love
next.
Tony Ferguson.
First
dude.
Of all,
yeah.
That is the dumbest argument for Connor to have, that you can't just walk into a division and fight for the title. It's exactly what he does in every division.
Yeah, but he fights a lot, though.
He's 24-0, Khabib.
I know, but he was down for 2 years.
Is, I get what he's saying. He's been injured a lot, and it's like you haven't put the last couple of years, you haven't really put the resume together to fight for the title. And Connor doesn't do that everywhere. He did it once, and I think he proved why he's done it once. He's already a title holder somewhere else. He's taking these fights at a weight class way above him.
But still, for you to say you can't just come into a division and fight for the title when that's exactly what this guy does is a dumb argument.
Title holder coming into the division.
That's like Leslie Jones being like, hey, man, you can't run the light. You can't do an extra 10 minutes after they give you the light.
Yeah.
It's like, that's you've always done that.
He hasn't always done it. He did it one time.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
When I say you, I mean black
you
people.
You and your facts. Go fuck
yourself.
No,
when I say you, I mean black people.
Okay. Going on. I just think he's a great fighter. I could see why the UFC wouldn't want him because
Khabib.
I mean, yeah, because it's. I think he's a great fighter. I love
for
pure
sure.
MMA.
His sambo, his technique off the chain.
It's off the chain, and like, dude, he's big for that weight class too. Like, he's a big dude. But man,
Mickey,
he's a stalker.
For you.
What?
Mickey, when we fight, I've been taking a lot of capoeira classes. Okay. What defensive capoeira do you have in your
that
game?
That might
right
be
now?
The funniest thing I'd ever see. Ari doing dance fighting with you?
I don't know if my capoeira defense is sufficient.
Would you be like, what the fuck?
Know.
And then he just kicks you in the head?
Yeah, if he just brought the toes right across my face.
You got to stop cheering for me if you want to.
Is there any way in the world Ari could hurt you? Is there any way? Let's just theorize we gave him a 2x4. Even with a 2x4, I don't think there's anything Ari can do to you.
Am I tied up, though?
One hand tied behind his back, one foot behind him back.
I don't even know how that's going to work.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going
to
work.
Like, do I tie a foot to
him?
And
by the way,
like a handcuff?
Like
on my ankle to
I think you want to go left foot to right leg because you're right-handed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you want that right hand free.
Left foot to right leg.
Left foot to right ankle. So it's just almost like
all you got
to
do is once you get your hands on him, it's over.
Yeah, well, we're just grappling, right?
I think there's 60% chance he doesn't show up.
Not just grappling. We're also going to talk about road racing. That's all involved.
Road racing?
Road racing.
What does that mean? You running from him? That means you running from him?
Oh, dude, I think you'll kill him no matter what. Why do we want to chain him up? Why don't we just want to see him choke you out and shit your pants like we want to see with Tebow?
Because that was the bet.
That's all Tebow was talking about, is letting him choke him out.
That was the bet. And I said make out. No, that was the bet when you weren't here. He said very confidently that is that one of our celebrity callers?
No, I don't know the number.
He said very confidently if Mickey had his ankle and wrist duct taped together, I could beat him. To which Mickey laughed and then hung up on us. So I think that my money's on Gall.
We're going to tape it, right?
But
when nobody's looking, I'm going to get the little scissors. I'm going to click, click, click just a little bit so nobody knows. And then you go Hulk smash crazy.
I burst out.
Undo it.
Sam,
choke
he's not a cheater like you, Sam. He's not a cheater. He has honor.
When did I cheat, Ari?
All
when did
the
I cheat?
Time.
When did I cheat?
When you wouldn't say the Black Hawk Bomb without saying my friends told me to do this.
I didn't
when
say that. He rewrote what I said.
When you wouldn't wear this fucking shirt.
I
when,
did wear
Lewis
shirt.
Is in there trying to fucking come up with names. And you're giving him cities. Let me think what else.
I never gave him anything,
when he didn't
dude.
Show up with a gay porn, but he showed up with tranny porn, even though we all voted
it's
no tranny
porn.
It's
a dude fucking
porn.
A dude. If he's got makeup
that's
on, that doesn't mean he's not gay.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Five.
Nuts the butts.
What about
gay.
When he didn't tweet the him with a picture with the hat burned on it?
I did too.
Sif.
But nobody's seen the tweet.
He fucking saw it and he said it was real. I never waltz on anything. If you want me to redo the Black Cock Bomb, I will do it.
I would. Honestly, don't think you paid that off. I don't think you paid that off.
I'll go do it. I'll do it. I'll find your shirt and I'll do it tonight.
Okay, but here's how you have to do it. Starting tonight, your next five sets, no matter what happens,
No, that's a different one.
That's a different one. I did that.
That's one he also did not do.
I did do that.
Oh, you said 100%.
100% did it. 100%.
I had a heckler in the main room, and you said I couldn't do it because I had a heckler.
Nope, I did it. And we're getting close to hang-up time.
Yeah, you know what wrinkle I miss from Punch Drunk?
What's that?
What was that dude who used to call in?
Remember, used to be funny?
Shit.
Canada?
Was it Ron?
Ron, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to that guy? He dead? Just,
I think he died.
He just died.
He must have died.
Well, the studio, we've had problems.
It was nice when people call in and like talk some shit and you guys would argue with them.
We want to do that, Aaron. Well, we'd like to get back to that. Okay, Aaron just flipped us off. It's just because Skype just went weird on us.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you. You'll see it when the next person calls. You'll see the no merge button.
Yeah.
We can't merge. We used to be able to merge all the time. But we lose Ari, he gets gay snarky, and you never know when he's going to stomp off.
Yeah.
If we lose the queen, everyone gets mad because he's like the blonde with the big tits. Everybody wants to come see
people
him.
People sent in Twitters on how to do it. They were like, oh, here's how you got to do it.
I've had Aaron do it. I've had Tebow try to do it. It doesn't work.
People wrote in forums on, like, here's what you do.
You know, if I lost the stage, I was going to hang myself on this show today.
Really?
Oh, yeah. God damn it, bro. Why'd you have to be so good? That would have been great numbers.
That would have been great numbers. Yeah. We probably got another 5,000 people tuning in.
Reverse lynching.
I was getting a little nervous, too. I was like, but I'm so happy.
Nah, I never had it.
I was nervous. I was nervous for this fight.
I was way stronger than him, too.
I was nervous for
Do you think he
CM
does
Punk?
Something? Because he's... ridiculous.
It is aesthetic, yeah.
I was nervous because
he's got
too
gay
many
porn
muscles. Yeah. But yeah, they weren't, it wasn't stronger than me. No way.
Nah.
Yeah, you have that Jersey strong, which is. Yeah.
He kind of had this look that he wanted it.
Right?
Yeah. I don't see look like
which is the equivalent to retard strength.
I'll take it. I'll take
Jersey
it.
Strong, retard strength.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
So, do you guys want a bag of bets? What do you believe in, dude? What do you and your best friend will bag of bets in?
I mean, we could bag of bets on, do I make it to February without killing myself? We could.
How are you going to pay that off?
What's that?
How are you going to pay that off?
How are you going to pay that off?
Well, it depends on what the bag is. And then in February, I look at my life.
But I love Black Hawk in his coffin.
Yeah.
Wear that eternally.
His funeral.
Yeah. You
got
to Sharpie
up. What do you believe in?
Sharpie
up. Ronda Rousey fights? We got some.
I don't even know what's going on with that fight now after your breaking news of we don't know what's going on.
I could see
Who else is on that card?
I could see the UFC just making an intern belt just for that fight because they want Ronda to have the belt so fucking badly.
Yeah.
And I think, and I want to get you in trouble, but this is my opinion. I think that's where UFC is going to get in trouble when they keep trying to make up fucking crazy shit. The reason people love sports is because this guy against this guy or this girl against this girl, and winner is the best, making fake belts and all that stuff. Like, why do they have an interim 145 belt? Why did they make that belt?
It's strange. I know what you're saying. But
I don't want to get you in trouble.
More belts, it can make people like more interested. I think that's what they're thinking, at least. Even though it could also water it down.
How do you feel about all these interim belts? What do you guys think? Or do you guys think these are cheap?
I mean,
are they doing this?
A little bit. You don't feel like it's like a number one contender, like placeholder kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think much of it. I'm not like, oh, wow, now he's the interim champ. Yeah. I'm like, all right, well, now you get to fight for it.
I know he said he was going to retire, but he hasn't. And I know he hasn't fought yet because he's trying to figure out who he's fighting next.
He's got to fight Max Holloway, right?
Yeah, but why give Max Holloway a fucking fake belt?
I don't know.
It's just a weird thing.
If you can't...
Just trying to make up for that lack of DC. And
that ended up being a great card, too.
Yeah.
It's when the cards you don't expect them to be great, they're really great.
Yeah, some good fight. I was cornering my buddy was fighting that night.
Where was he fighting? In
Jersey Freehold.
Did Jersey Extreme Fighting chase?
Yeah, Aljair Boli choked the dude down 26 seconds.
Oh, Stromboli choked out some dude?
Yeah, you called him that before. Yeah, that's my boy.
Tommy Stromboli.
Tommy
choked
Stromboli.
Out Vinny No Neck Thompson. the Jersey. Yep. Fucking, that's great, dude. That's fucking great.
They don't even call him rear naked.
Are you
chokes
Italian?
In Jersey?
A little bit. I'm a mutt, man. Everyone's fucking everyone.
A little bit of everybody?
Yeah.
Bunch of European, yeah.
I
American.
Want you to go to the Comedy Store tonight, and when you see Tony Hinchcliffe, go, hey, are you the fucker who said I'm not good looking? And watch him shit his pants.
That was my twin. Oh, he said it, not me. Hey, look over there. It's Elvis. And he's out.
Yeah, that we're going.
He talks so much shit on stage.
So
he
much
talks
shit.
So much shit to the crowd. And I'm like, dude, for dude, a dude built like Keira Knightley, you talk a lot of shit, yeah. Homeboy.
With what? Cancer. He's built like Keira Knightley with cancer and receding.
It's all
like if Keira Knightley went through chemotherapy. That's Tony Hinchcliffe.
He's just skin and bones.
Oh, well. Look who just beat cancer. I did. I'm going to live forever. I'm 218
so
years old.
The fucking shirts. I'd like them to be brighter. That's what I'm going to talk to him about.
Brighter,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just been wearing it so much, he's worn it out? Okay, that's cool.
Mickey, now that Dan Hardy has essentially said
that
no.
That looks like fruit roll-ups, doesn't it? I just want to peel it off and start eating fruit roll-ups.
Yeah.
Now that Dan Hardy said no, essentially, or at least that right now he's not interested.
No, he didn't say no. He's still going to work out his heart problems.
But, I mean, yeah, he's got all kinds
yeah,
of things.
I don't even think they're going to let him fight, right? I mean, how do you...
I don't know.
He just wants to commentate, at least for now. But whatever.
I don't know.
Now that that's not there.
The Googling I did said he want to come back. Why say that if you're not serious?
I had heard that too. Who else? If it can't be him, is there anybody else?
Figure it out. Not sure. It's gotta be like, you know, I'd like to find a good one. There's no one that I could call out I'd be
punching down. At 155 or 170, what are you thinking?
If it's soon, I'd rather be like I'd like to do a catch weight. I'd like to do like six. They don't. The UFC doesn't seem to be too keen on that. They don't do too much.
I know.
But why not? Let it, you know, 65, 60.
Why not have a 165 champ?
I think they should do every 10 pounds.
I do too.
25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75.
They should do a middle, so they should split the heavyweight in half. What?
Definitely do a cruiserweight. Add a cruiserweight, like a 225.
And do 240.
Put like a 225, and then they should do a 265 plus.
Yeah, super heavyweight. Super
I call heavyweight. It monster weight, the monster yeah, weight. But monster the problem weight. Is cool. You're going to have a bunch of fat fucks in there who don't want to go down.
So?
Sure, yeah. Whatever.
Let them punch the heck out of each other.
What do you think about 145 without Cyborg? They're doing Holly Holmes versus that French chick.
Yeah, that would be a good fight, but then Cyborg will go against whoever wins
them.
That.
How is Holly Holmes fighting for a title coming off two straight losses?
Because she used to be a champ, and they want the belt. They're tired of everybody crying about how they're hiding. And now they're talking about Ronda Rousey fighting whoever's the 145. She'll get the 135 and the 145. I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to get you in trouble. But I think
I'm going to get in trouble.
It's like the 10th time he said
that. I just don't want to get him in trouble. But
no,
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to get you in trouble, but women shouldn't vote.
I think Ronda Rousey's going to find out that I think women's MMA, even though it's a year – has advanced
it's
a lot.
Up.
Definitely.
It's caught up a lot, for sure. She was the only fighter before. Now she's not.
It's gone from a bunch of Taibo chicks. Like, you know who? Girls were just doing it. They were just, I'm a female. I've been training. And they were to, like, legit assassins. Legit assassins, man. I mean, I think there's, especially these Russian girls getting in there. Polish girls. These third world chicks don't give a fuck. They got nothing to lose, homeboy. They're just sitting there going, fuck, I got the fight for my village.
They're used to fighting for rice. They used to fight for a bag of rice. They have to have 20
You have
fights.
A lot of options when you're like a third world chick. If you're Eastern Bloc, what are your options?
25 fights for one handful of rice. That's how they used to do it.
Yeah. I mean, what are your options? Is it like MMA or porn?
That's a lot.
I gotta go pee-pee.
Oh, dude.
Quick pee-pee.
All right, go pee.
It's pan.
Oh, he's going to pee. What should our bag of bets be with
Here's
him?
What we should do. You guys, we should play a trick.
We're going to tell him what we're going to do. We're not going to let him pick.
Let's play a trick on Mickey Gall.
Let him pick.
We'll play a trick on him. When he gets back, me and you will be making out, and then he'll come in and be like, what's going on? And we're like, we're just fucking with you, bro.
You're punked. Classic Don Barris punked joke. As he's beating the fuck out of everybody.
That's such a classic Barris joke. Every time somebody leaves, he'll always say that same gag.
Ari, what else do you want to talk about? We're wrapping up. So, Ari, what do you think about moving in an hour early?
I'm okay with that. Why do you guys want to? I mean, for me over here, in LA, it's going to be tough. But here,
not
it'll
for
be
me,
fun.
Man. Not for me. I think it would be easier.
Well, my problem is we just moved 25 minutes a total different
it's
direction.
Not that bad. He makes it out. It's not really that bad at all.
I know what traffic is. It's worse. When he told
no,
me where this
not.
Thing was,
I'll tell you why it's not, dude. It's not worse with traffic in the Hollywood. It's worse.
Let me ask you this: I was a 10-minute walk. From the podcast, and you are selling me that this is not worse.
You
were
a 10-minute walk from where?
from the other studio that we just left. I walked there every
from
single
where?
Episode. From San, you want to get my goddamn address out on air? From
I
our
thought
last
you lived
studio.
On the west side.
No. From our, well, that would even be way worse. If I was on the west side.
It would be way worse.
I was a 10-minute walk.
It's not that bad of a drive at all. It's really not.
Okay, but it's not worse.
But because, like, let's
then why are we moving it? If it's not inconvenient, why are we even... The conversation is, why do you want to move it? And I'm explaining why we're moving it. And you're like, but no, it's not that bad.
I only want to move it because, one, you have to fucking get somewhere earlier. So if we move it out early,
right.
You can get to your thing.
Right.
And we have most of the day open. When you go to two, half the day's gone.
Right. That's what
it.
I'm saying.
And Murray, who's with us, wants to do a little later. So he would take the 2 o'clock spot. We go 11 to 1. I'd much rather do that.
11 to 1 is great for me.
Yeah, I mean, that means you guys are waking up at about 10.
I get up
I'm
early
already
anyways.
Up.
I get up at like 9.
I usually don't go to bed till 4
o'clock
in the afternoon.
What time do you usually get up?
I don't go to bed till I start crying because baby needs a nap.
Yeah, I got up at 1 today, 12:45.
What?
Yeah.
You got up at 1 o'clock
I'm
today?
On that schedule.
You get up that time? How old are you?
24.
Yeah, but you're still young, dude. That's
now,
what you
I
do
stay,
when you're
I
young.
Stay up late. Sometimes I don't get out of practice till like after midnight.
Really? You guys are practicing that late?
Yeah, I stay late.
How long are your practices?
Depends.
What,
like in camp, sometimes I'll do like a long ones.
Really?
Yeah. What? Let me ask you this because we watched the fight. The cut, we know what that was. We know what that's from.
Yeah.
We know that, that's just an old scar tissue opened up from a little pussy tap. And by the way, I'm not joking about Northcutt's dad. You want some fuck face? But the black eye, what's that from? That
must have been punch.
Sage Northcutt, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't
there.
Like, yeah. Right there. But then, no, I'm saying.
Yeah, it just settled. The blood
just
settled.
And then I see you the next day.
I didn't even know.
Because I was about to blame her.
Yeah.
Because I know your old school boy ain't going to fucking punch you up, but you never know these women these days.
Yeah, these jujitsu chicks.
By
the
way, she wanted to make out when you're gone. And I was like, no, what are you talking about, girl?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
This whole to-do.
Are you a no-sex guy in training camp?
No.
Oh, we talked about this
before. Are you
saving
that chi?
Only fight week.
Oh, for the fight week.
Like, I think we did it Monday, and then, like, when I was out there in Sacramento, I did Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
No boning in Sacktown?
Nah.
You were in the Sacktown?
Not till after, yeah.
Okay, then afterwards, it's just
go
to Funtown? Did you have an after party somewhere?
Yeah, at the pier, a little bit.
Did you get paid for that?
No.
You gotta start doing that, dude.
Yeah.
Let me hook you up on that. I'll be your guy. Fucking, who wants a Mickey Gall after party? And they pay you so people show up.
I can't say it.
What?
Not allowed to talk about your after parties anymore.
You can't plug him in the octagon. That's
what
you mean.
I've heard them do it. There's some guy did. Come on, hang out with me and Paige VanZant after she wins.
Dude, you have a good chance of seeing Diaz tonight. They're always at the store. I saw him again the other night.
Are you cool with them?
Yeah, heck yeah.
They're the best, dude.
Heck yeah.
They're the fucking
dude,
best.
Dude, so I was in the back fucking with Don. While Don was on stage, and I'm doing like Boon Shakalaka impressions and Theo Vaughn and all this kind of shit, and there was this girl that looked like Tiffany Haddish that Don had on stage, who, by the way, slept with Brock Lesnar and Mike Tyson both at the same time.
This one chick.
This girl
she's banging some alphas,
store,
dude.
Random.
Nice.
But she kind of looked like Tiffany Haddish.
Brock Lesnar and
Tyson.
Nice.
Tyson 20 years ago.
That's two good ones.
She's fucked two heavyweight champs of the world.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's amazing.
I have a feeling they fucked her. And I was like, wow, she's like, I know, I didn't want
to. Got a black eye.
No,
say
so. Oh, yeah, of course. Two black eyes. So I'm doing
black guy, brown eye.
Dumb impressions, and I kept calling her Tiffany. That one comic looks like Tiffany Habits. I kept saying Habits instead of Haddish. Boone will always miss. I always say John Barris, do shit. So then Diaz is leaving the room. There's literally 9 people in there, 4 of them are Diaz and his entourage. So he's leaving the room. He walks by me, and he stops, and he hits me on my arm. He goes, dog, you had me cracking up. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So do we want to do a bag of bets with Mickey or not?
Yes.
Mickey, do you have anything you believe in?
I mean, I guess just to do a bag of bets, I could do the Giants-Falcons
thing.
I'll
do Giants-Falcons, but we could also do over-under.
I'm not too enthused, but it's a bag of bets. I'm here.
I would say this. To make it an even bet on that, I would say since the Falcons, if they make the playoffs, they're going to be title holders. And if the Giants make the playoffs, they're probably going to be a wild card.
Either way, we'll both probably be wild cards. Wild card weekend.
How about this?
No, you ain't getting a wild
all
card.
All 4 of us.
No, I said wild card
decides
weekend.
Besides We all agree. We all bet on whose teams will go far. Whoever team doesn't go the farthest.
Oh, now, yeah, we are in a situation where all four of us are making the playoffs.
That sounds fun.
Okay, so let's do this.
Yeah.
Bet is all only if your team doesn't make, let's say the Giants lose two in a row and they don't make, you're just out of the bet.
It only, I think I should lose. I think that would make me lose.
At this point, whose goes farther?
Okay, so if you're out, you're out?
Yeah, if you're out, you lose.
So,
just kept my mouth shut and been like, yeah, what you're saying, too.
No shit, dude. I was trying to save.
No, because you're a grown-ass fucking man.
Trying to save my best friend.
By the way,
keep your eye on this one, because the minute your hand hit the doorknob, she's just like, hey, I got an idea. And I'm like, what?
That's her.
So there's really just one man, last man standing is the only one that doesn't pay it off? Is that what we're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Because eventually, someone's going to, you know, I mean, it could be, let's say it's Raiders Giants Super Bowl. You guys will still be going. Ari and I have already paid it off.
Can I say that?
But neither one of you have won.
If there's a tie, both people who tie are out. They don't have to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, if two
teams everyone gets eliminated in the first round.
Let's say the Giants lose the NFC Championship game and the Raiders lose the AFC Championship game. And you guys are the last two. You guys are both winners.
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying if it's the last two, if it comes down to two people.
Really laying it on the line.
If it comes down to two people. They both win.
You're in a good spot here.
I'm not in a bad spot.
You're like the number one seed of this bet.
All right.
No, I think he is the number one seed, actually. I think he is literally the number one seed.
He would be.
We have a problem with the Patriots.
We didn't clinch our division yet.
No, that's true. I mean, there's still time left.
We haven't either, but, I mean, Kansas City's great because they're beatable. Not by us, but they are beatable. That's my only thing. If we get them in the second round, we're in trouble.
Let me ask you this. Let's say Cowboys get a bye week. Falcons do not.
Yeah. Still got to go.
We lose our first game.
You're fucked.
You lose your first game, but even though it's a week later, do you still win?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they do, man.
I'm clarifying. I'm looking for all the loopholes that Sam's going to be like, no, actually, if you look at the bylaws, we both lost our first game, so I'm not doing anything.
I don't love that bylaw.
That's a good impression, Sam. That's a good impression of you, Sam.
That was not even close.
We're pretty close.
I have a way deeper voice. I don't have a lisp. I'm not gay. Okay?
You can't really tell.
All right. Pull it out. Who wants to pull it? All of us bet. Who goes farther?
All right.
All right.
Give it a good shaking. And if we don't like this.
This is going to be crazy. I can't believe we're doing this.
Is the one where you got to put a firecracker in your taint.
No way. I would never do that, dude.
I wouldn't either.
Nice.
What's this one?
48-hour Hitler stash.
All right. I'll do it. 48-hour Hitler stash.
Now, that's not bad, but wasn't it originally that we had to
You don't even have enough facial hair to do a fucking
Can
Hitler
you grow
stash?
One?
I grow kind of in a Mexican style. In a Mexican style where there is some on the top. I can make it happen.
You got the Los Hitler stash?
Yeah.
All right. We're in.
Tweet it and stuff?
I don't need to tweet it.
I say you got to do something. You got to put something out on social media to prove that you're doing it.
How about this? If Mickey loses, he has to call into the show on Skype with the fucking mustache on.
Done.
Yeah, that's too easy, though. I say he walks into, like, a McDonald's and holds it up with a gun.
Sounds like a whole other bag of bats.
You have to rob somewhere.
Yeah, you got to do something viral, like shoot an ambassador to Turkey.
That was insane.
That is insane. Did you watch that video, Ari?
Oh, so many times.
I felt so bad. What a way to go out, man.
I'd rather go out. I was talking about this with somebody. I'd way rather be shot than stabbed or beheaded.
Yeah.
Way rather.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. The fucking headings, that could take forever, too.
The beheadings?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want. Someone's like, please make sure that. How's
sawing your throat.
Oh.
No Blaine. No bueno.
We're lucky to be born here. Well, guys, it was a great podcast. We're excited that you came on, dude. And you're always welcome when you're in L.A.
Thank you.
We'll probably be in another studio by then. Who knows where we'll be by that. We'll be on our 40th studio. Ari, final thoughts?
No, thanks.
Mickey, final thoughts?
No, thanks.
All right. Tebow, final thoughts.
To be honest, I just thought you were going to hang up with me.
What's that?
I thought he was going to hang up on me. That's why I was like, no thanks.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to do it.
Well, then, do you have any real final thoughts then?
Do you have any real final thoughts?
Mickey, I'm proud of you for winning. We're all really...
See a fuckface. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
God, I can't believe he fell for that. He gave us a second chance, and we took it.
Mm-hmm, we sure did. Guys, go to allcomedytshirts.com. That's where you can get your Punch Drunk shirts. That you've been bitching about us for forever.
Get those Punch Drunk shirts.
Get those Punch
Drunk shirts.
I rock
them all the time.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
They're
nice.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, here, come around. Can you show what he looks like real quick? Come around. Is it on there? Tell us if it's on there.
There we go.
Keep going around. Go in between them. Can you go in between them? There we go. Look at that. We got a
bend
model
down.
And everything. Bam. Look at that. Dance, boom. Dance. Get them. Girl comes with the sweatshirt. If you get a hot chick with the sweatshirt.
You can have her, yes.
I never do it again. I'm an idiot. I didn't switch cameras.
You didn't switch? Can you do one more? Because you fucked up. God damn it, dude. Well, Aaron, new studio, maybe new guy on the board, huh?
Aaron, how's your divorce coming?
Great. All
right. Thank you. Guys, go to SeatGeek, SeatGeek.com, use Punch Drunk, $20 betting cash. Bet DSI, go to Bet DSI, use Punch Drunk, get $10 cash. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. Christmas episode.
Happy Christmas episode. We're Christians. We love it. Guys, thank you, guys. It was a great year. It was a great year, man. And we're so thankful. We did some great stuff. Come on. Huge things are going to happen in 2017. You guys have great holidays. We love you guys so much. And we appreciate the support. And we'll see you in 2017. All right, guys. Bye.
The 155 weight class.
Punch Drunk Sports.
Punch Drunk Sports.
What up,
baby?
I'll
let you, boy.
Suck it.